What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
This is Ray.
And I might have a baby today. Sam is feeling very birthy. So if I got to go all of a sudden, you guys know why.
She was telling me that she just wants to go. And she's like, I just want to walk in there and say, fuck you, like sharp, and just take it out of me.
Yeah. but I guess what they make you do is like walk around until...
Oh, there you go. Yeah, we're starting.
Walking until we just started.
Just played the intro music.
Can we start recording? Yeah, we're recording.
Mm-hmm. Live on Twitch and everything.
Live, you want to start again?
Okay. What was I talking about? They said that, like, you know, if you show up early, they're just going to make you walk until the baby's going to come anyway. So she's, like, going to wait till the last moment, so...
Make you walk?
Yeah, they make you walk.
Do some laps?
Yeah.
Oh, this is weird.
Oh, the setup?
Yeah. It's okay. I like it. We have carpet. Hi, guys.
Yeah, it's a little different. All right. So, yeah, we got a big show today. We're going to be picking the winner of our... What is the official name of this? Show Us Your Rear Ends.
Yeah.
We're going to be looking at some cable management, picking a winner here. Can't wait to take a look at that. Sure. It looked like, I browsed through the pictures already. It looked like people took this very seriously.
Did anyone show their actual rear end?
I hope not.
Oh, man, that would have been gold. Come on, guys.
Sniper said, if you do so help me God, I will hunt you down or something like that.
All right. Maybe we should just start off with that at the top of the show before we get into the games here. How do you guys feel about that?
Sure.
Yeah, do it.
Okay. Let me pull it up here. I got it linked somewhere. Oh, man. I got to switch these windows. That's not going to work for me.
Someone subbed. I can't
Which
read.
Windows?
Just these two windows right here.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. There we go. Let's take a look. So we're going to start from the top, and a lot of people submitted multiple entries here. So first one from Drew Dog here. Very clean. I like how he's got the... is that a switch? Is that just a switch mounted underneath
there? Yeah,
it's
a switch. It's
a... Oh, man, how many devices do you have? All right. This is kind of a wider view of what he's got here.
That's clean.
It's, yeah, very clean.
If you were walking around that room, you wouldn't be able to see any of
it. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, was there? It'd be nice if we had like a top view there, but yeah, you don't see any of the wires. Okay, this is just a mess.
I mean, but that's pretty standard.
I would say half of PC gamers are like that, right? Yeah, how yours is?
Mine's worse.
Yeah.
It's a rat's nest, is what we're looking at. Although the floor is clean.
Yeah, and there's no dust.
Yeah.
It's actually a lot more impressive than mine. I have a battery backup that has enough dust caked on it, you could write in your name. So
Jeff, thank you for the subscription, man. Starting off the show right.
Thanks, homie.
Next one, Baseball Freak. This, so he's got a lot of lighting here, and yeah, that's the monitor right there. This is just the front of the room right here. Zoom. Very clean. And a lot of these builds, you can't see any of the wires. Like, they are just completely gone.
No, but look, his console is up on the wall.
Does he have his wires going into the wall?
Probably, right?
I think so.
Yeah, maybe we'll see more pictures. He's got quite a few here. Okay, so we can see the back of it a little bit better here.
That's good.
But it's so well hidden that you can't even... Yeah, that's
He's got a switch
awesome.
In there, too. He's got a switch right behind. That's dope.
Like, what do Several you do? Monitors. I don't know. Do you hire midgets to get back there and fucking do all this for you? How do you do this? Oh, I guess you do it before you mount your monitors, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to. Are you put the monitors on there, you run the cable, and then you tighten as needed. So, yeah, it looks like he's got a lot of the wires here under the desk. And I'm really liking a lot of these under-the-desk mounts.
There's, like, blood stains over on the scene, so he murdered someone. So, that's cool. Just hide that, bro, and you're good.
And he's got a little footrest right there.
Yeah. I don't think that's blood stains. That might just be, like, crusted semen on the wall.
Oh, true. It does turn that color after a while, I know.
So
look at that tiny computer.
Or like a mixture of semen and urine. That's why it's a little brown.
Oh, man. I actually know someone. And
you wait, what? You
not me. It's not me. It's not me. It's totally not me. But yeah, there was blood in the semen.
Oh, I think that happens.
Wait, how did you ever get close, that close to someone's semen?
It was on my face.
Well, when it's flying at you.
If it's coming at you, you're like, oh shit. It actually helped out because I can actually see it better. No, it's my buddy. My buddy told me about it and he went to the doctor and they said that he's fine. That's weird.
Yeah, I think it's kind of common. I mean, I haven't seen it, but
Yeah, it's so common, bro. All
right. I mean, if you have syphilis.
Oh, sorry, bro.
All right, if we're talking about semen and battle stations, I got to tell this story. So, when we had like kind of like a frat house for a while, it was just like a bunch of young dudes all living together, five dudes in a 3-bedroom apartment. And when we moved out, I said, "Hey, let's blacklight everybody's room and see like where the damage is," right? So I had Chad beat by about double right in front of my computer, but his right where his computer chair is, there's a huge thing. That we go to my house or my room, it's like twice as big. But then we go to the other guys who share rooms, it's twice as big as mine. What? It's
just like, you can just dump there.
I think you spill.
Fuck napkins, bro. Fuck.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. How do you do it, Chi?
Oh jeez.
The chair is just like moist.
Hey, once I finally gross her out.
Yikes.
Is that why we have new carpet in the studio?
Yeah, that's why.
It explains everything.
Yeah. Yeah, we did a black light and everything was just
the things I do
shiny.
And why did we switch seats again? Why am I sitting next to Emilio, not Bobby, after the story?
I've got to get to all the stuff right here. We moved all this over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, G.
Don't let it near Emilio.
All right. So, yeah, we can see a top view here. Very clean setup there. Very nice. Is the mouse wireless as well? Yep. All right. So, this one from Liam Hayes. So, this one, he's showing us the cable management inside his computer. Mm. So, you know, this is the part of the computer that I don't mind having being completely messy right
really?
Here. I never put any effort. Yeah, because nobody sees it. You just cram that panel on right there. It's not a window. Nobody's going to see any of that.
Yeah. Except for the DLG on this game.
Until you open it up and show it off. But that is very clean right
Mine's
there.
Mine's actually some really pretty good clean on my management. Computer.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't affect airflow too back there, I think. Probably not any significant amount. So,
Who did it for you, G? Who built you that rig?
One of my close gamer friends. He goes by the name of Ninja, but not the ninja that everyone knows of. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. You what? Ninja?
There's a lot of ninjas out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This one comes from Ahad. Long name there. I'm not going to pronounce all that. But
you kicked the shit out of your wall, bro.
Yeah, dude. That happens to me, too. I always
put one mine, foot so you up. Have to like wipe it up every freaking...
The cable management is fine, but you're going to get bonus points for living in a cell.
There's no sheets
Saudi
on the
Arabia somewhere, I think.
You got a bed in the background, no sheets. Yeah.
What's his name?
He probably took off the sheets for the picture.
Ziva Selev.
Dude, look at that name. You got it. Totally. Yeah.
All right. Who's this one from? Pizza MLG. All right. Like that name.
Ooh, he's got a water valve.
Got a C clamp there holding something down. Like, I don't see much there. Is that the same one?
Yeah,
this is
so.
It. Wow, look at that. Okay. This did not look impressive here, but then when I saw the actual computer.
No, that's clean.
Well, he also took it from the perfect view for you not to see bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, but it's really stuck up on the desk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of whites and blacks going on here.
Yeah.
Any other day, that would turn me on, but we saw some way better stuff already.
Yeah. But then again, here's the thing, though. This is really good cable management for on a budget. You know, when you're like, when you don't have enough money to have 10 fucking monitors and shit and you don't live in the Matrix, you know what I mean? Outside the Matrix. So it's fucking crazy. You're like, you're not some hacker. But, so that's still clean. That's still very good.
What are we looking at here? The wood one.
Captain Gummy, thank you for the subscription.
Thanks, homie.
Is it the beginning of the month or something?
There was another guy that also subscribed too.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff, we got him, I think.
No, is it Jeff? That one right there. Oh yeah, Jeff.
Yeah. Okay, this next one is just like a wooden panel.
Okay, and he has it all hidden inside.
Oh, he's probably had it inside.
Okay, now the wooden panel is opened, wow.
Ooh, another layer.
We have that exact same power strip right there, big, long power strip, heavy duty, and he's
those
got all sorts of stuff.
Dude. I don't know why, but
they're expensive,
50
man.
Bucks
they're like
each.
50 bucks, yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to get one of those for mine, and I was like, fuck that, so I just got like a $10 one.
Yeah. definitely bonus points for secret compartments are always yes, high dude. On any list.
Seriously, that's where he keeps his fleshlight right under there.
Yeah.
Hidden away from a significant other.
I don't know. My vote's for the sheetless mattress.
Well, he had just looked at it with the black light, so he was like, oh, it's not the watch. I think I might have my favorite.
That was Lunda Mabob.
Because that's a custom job. So he sawed and all or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he has too much spare time.
There's some craftsmanship involved. All right.
What the hell's this?
This is too much.
Is what that is.
Okay. This is what it looks like from. This is the one with the secret panel. So we're actually looking at his whole setup here. He's got a huge monitor up top, two or three smaller ones down below. Oh yeah, that's a wide shot. Look how small that chair is right there.
That's actually a TV.
That's dope.
That's a TV on top, and then that's what?
And then three monitors.
Three monitors. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
He did a lot with a little bit of room.
Yeah. It's a little claustrophobic, but it's fucking dope.
You know, it looks like that, but it's not. See how tiny that chair is?
Yeah, so it is big.
That's
right?
A big room.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Like, well, what is that, 10 feet? Maybe? 8?
This guy has got to be a streamer or something. He's got do you see the standalone mic, the two headsets?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Nice lighting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dave TBR.
Oh, that's pretty
standard. He's got the Velcro straps.
Yeah. I like the Velcro straps because I did a LAN before Christmas, and all of my stuff is cable managed. But thankfully, because of the Velcro straps, I was able to detach what I needed and only what I needed, left everything as it was, and took my computer.
They're super convenient.
The land before Christmas.
Because you can reuse Christmas. Them Absolutely. Over and over. Like zip ties.
Oh, no. I ended up throwing them away.
Oh, really?
Because I was never going to put them back where they belonged. Okay. I was like, I'll just let my cables hang.
But zip ties, you have to cut when you got to move your computer.
Yeah, that would be really obnoxious.
These you can reuse over and over.
Speaking of lands, Nabi is having the land next week at his house. And he said, if anyone in San Diego wants to come over.
He was going to Detroit.
If anyone in San Diego, just open invitation.
Open land. Invitation. Anyone he's going to have in his garage.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So. All right.
Where is that? Where
He lives here.
Who's this guy's name again, here. Bobby?
This is Dave TBR.
Hey, Dave, I'm glad that you, somebody, for a blue-collar guy, working man, had a submission.
Not all these rich fucks over here.
Yeah. You know, they're not necessarily rich, but maybe they just all their
That is
money.
Dangerous.
No, that is standard. That is what
that
I would expect
will catch
from
on fire.
Any average Joe.
Holy hell.
Thank you, average
it's
Joe,
on
for
carpet,
just being
bro.
A normal human being and leaving your shit as it would be.
It's like shag carpet, too. It is
Wait,
very
is your desktop on the carpet?
Obviously, Mr. Chrissers knows that he's not going to win this, but he just submitted his shit anyway. So props to you, dude.
He has a desk like mine.
Is that an oxygen tube?
Just being...
Okay.
More or less, you're my cable management twin. I swear to God.
He's got some ducting here, like a white duct, but there's one cable coming out of it.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure why.
Because it was there when he moved in, dude. That's why.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like a USB extension cable. But yeah, that's pretty wild, man.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And it's like two for a CPAP machine.
Yeah, and the dust that's caked on the power strip.
Okay. This is the back of inside his computer in the back. And this is what mine looks like right here.
Yeah.
He's got some hard drives stacked back there. Yeah, he's got a bunch of wires just pressed in the back. Yeah, this
it looks like a Pollock painting.
That's how mine looks, dude. If you look at the front side, it looks nice and clean and beautiful. But like, I think my desktop, instead of just being completely straight on the side, it kind of does like that a little bit because the cables are so pressed
on. Can we go one step further into like kind of like digging into his setup here? If you think about Mr. Chrissers, obviously he put just the bare minimum effort, but he still tried.
Wait, tried what?
To cable manage everything. You saw all the,
it's clean. Well, this, no. It's
tried?
Not.
Yeah, obviously.
What tried?
I mean, so.
What effort? Other than plugging things in.
Well, no, that's the thing. So if he put that much effort into this whole setup, how much effort do you think it took for him to like find this giveaway and then open up his case, take pictures, actual pictures, and upload them to submit? Like I applaud you, Mr. Behrman.
I love how on
because his... I didn't even bother taking pictures of my own cable management, but you at least did this.
He has that plastic tube that looks like on So you put a bunch of cables in there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hide he's them. The only got the
one. He has one cable in there.
That's what Bobby just said.
Damn it, Bobby.
I mean, I appreciate that he just doesn't, you know, he's so comfortable about his setup that he doesn't feel like he needs to dress it up for anybody.
Chief, you know? Would you say that this is a front? They don't have to be perfect. Like, whatever you like, Chief. This could be your pick if you want.
No. Sheetless mattress guy is still my front.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We're not even halfway through him. So let's keep going. So this is from Mitch64 here. It's just showing the back of his monitor. It looks like he has some wires taped to the back of his monitor. He did use the same color tape as his monitor. It's black tape on a black monitor. So I give him credit for that.
Shout out to Gorilla Tape. It's the best tape there has ever been.
And then for those listening, this is one of those episodes where you should check it out on Twitch.
Yeah.
You
want to see the visuals.
It's going
to
be on YouTube.
Yeah, it'll be on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay,
so here's the actual rig.
I don't know what's
right
going
here.
On. What is that up there?
That's the power strip, isn't it?
This must be underneath his desk right here. But yeah, I'm not sure what that is.
That's a power strip, guys.
But there's nothing plugged into it.
Yes, there is at the very end.
One thing?
No. Yeah. It may not be an American power strip. That's why it looks a lot different.
Okay, let's keep scrolling.
The whole
He's got
big
more
world
pictures
out there.
Oh, no, is that a hole drilled in the desk for his keyboard?
What?
Is that what I'm seeing here?
I don't understand.
Or is that a shelf? Like
that's a hole underneath
this
keyboard.
This is a keyboard, right?
This picture's making me dizzy.
All he did was lift up his keyboard, and he's showing the hole.
Yeah, this is a keyboard. He drilled a hole in his desk to run the wire from his keyboard down below. Okay.
Okay. I see. Okay, I get it.
Still all making me dizzy.
Okay, and is this...
Holy hell.
That's all we have for
what the
Mitch.
Fuck?
It's a fractal design case, too.
That's a lot of cables.
Wow, fractal design, nice. This is... It's hard to tell which case this is from fractal design from the back, but yeah, so he's got a power supply where the cables are... What do they call that? Not threaded.
Not modular, but the other one.
Yeah, but they've wrapped every individual cable instead of like wrapping all of them. It's kind of like this new look I've seen in a lot of cases. It looks very cool. And this is from EICR.
Yeah.
Like Eric mixed up.
That's pretty good. Good job on that one, bro.
Yeah. Well,
it looks like it looks like all of those cables could be tethered to the back of your neck.
Do you really need that many cables? Matrix. Because I don't think I have that many cables in my desktop. And I have,
yeah, I don't know why are there so many cables? Yeah.
It looks like there's a lot of cables because all of our power supplies just wrap up the cables in one big
one
tube.
Thing, and these are just,
and this one has an individualized.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just for the look. I do like that look though. Those are kind of in style right now.
Oh boy.
All right. Next we got Sonic Billy Mays.
Sonic Billy Mays.
Dude, first of all.
Low budget. Heck yeah.
It's called.
I'm rooting for the low budget, low effort guys, man. I don't know. I like it.
I need you to Google crown molding and we got to redo your wall at the bottom, dude.
Dude,
you got a lot of.
Where are you at? I know a guy.
Don't make fun of him.
Fun of him.
That crown molding looks exactly like the crown molding in my kitchen. Apparently, if you don't ventilate your kitchen and you cook a lot of fucking bacon, the smoke, it re-liquefies on the wall. And it's like dripping down my wall.
Oh, beautiful.
It's all the grease.
As if it were a horror movie.
So the grease travels.
Yeah, but instead of blood, it's bacon grease.
Yeah.
And so the bottom of my crown molding looks exactly
deliciously
like a stew.
Horrifying.
Oh, my God. Can you lick your wall?
Ew.
Ew.
Okay, so yeah, there's a lot happening in this picture. Yeah. That's pretty shocking. Okay, next up we've got Sir Alar, and this pretty standard shot right here. Back of the case.
Oof.
Wait, there's a box there.
Oof, dude.
With holes. What's in that box?
Where?
What's in the box?
To the right.
What's in the box?
Yeah.
What's in the box?
There's holes there.
Gee, I'm going to say kitty cats.
Kitty cats.
That's convenient.
You should have put your cat on your desktop, dude. Learn from the last guy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't keep him in boxes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
All right.
God, that's awful.
Next one from PSN Dark Helmet. Okay.
Dude, sick.
Inside of the computer. Got kind of a honeycomb mesh on the left side there. It's hard to see the wires because everything is so dark, but it's like a deep gold. It's like a reflective gold almost on the...
Dude, I like it.
The covering of the wires.
He's got a Batman case.
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks good.
All right. What do we got next?
I thought we were just looking at your setup, Bobby.
I don't have the vertical monitor anymore.
I know.
Yeah, it kind of does, except he's got a wall-mounted screen.
I love that
wires dangling everywhere, though.
Yeah,
after what we've seen.
I mean,
yeah, wires are everywhere.
Like, homie, dude. What?
At least hide them for the picture.
It looks like there was an earthquake and there's cracks in your fucking paint.
It's black wires on a white wall.
Yeah.
So,
oof. Yeah. I don't know why you guys are so hard on this guy, because I think it's pretty legit. He's got the extra large mouse pad. He's got both Spotify up and Reddit on his monitors. Because
it's about the cable management.
Yeah, we're talking about the cables.
No, it's just about the rear ends.
Yeah.
The cables.
It doesn't...
That's the front end. We're kind of...
Yeah.
I'm trying to check out his booty.
Is that underneath?
And you're checking out the package.
I think this is underneath.
Stop checking out the package. Just look at the booty.
Ooh.
All right. Okay, these are more shots from Babu the Ocelot. So this is what he's got going on downstairs.
See, that's...
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I like it.
Okay, so this is like, I've seen these before. They're like these little...
baskets.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a basket you can put underneath your desk. You drill it to the underside of your desk. Depending on
IKEA has them way cheaper.
Oh, IKEA has them? Okay. Because I was trying to get one for my desk.
I think that's impressive because, again, it's low effort, but it's smart. Because he didn't put too much time into it. He got the job done. It's probably low budget too.
Well, based on what I'm seeing on his desktop here, he's got some external speakers, he's got two monitors, and he's got a desktop, and he's got quite a few things going on here. Like, he's got a power strip, lots of things plugged in. There's like a Sega Dreamcast over here. Like, there's a lot going on down
there. Does anybody else have external speakers? Who uses them?
I do.
Yeah,
I do. I keep thinking about selling mine.
And guess what? I kick my cords all the time. So the fact that he has them like still messy, but off the ground is a big plus. I've like my speakers are virtually indestructible, but I have plenty of times tripped on the cable and then knocked it off the desk, unfortunately. So
I like how he's got one golf ball here on the carpet.
How do you know that's a golf ball?
That's 100% a golf ball
there. I highly doubt that.
You don't think?
Oh, that's a golf ball. You're right. Where has that golf ball been?
And she is 0-600 on looking things up now.
All right, next up, Blitz Duck. Okay, so, all right, this guy's doing it right here. He's got that sleeve duct right there, and he's got a lot of cables going into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty standard back here.
Yeah.
I like it. It's clean. It's not dusty. He obviously did some pre-dusting before he took the photo.
Yeah.
Of course.
So we can't really roast him.
I kind of like that the cables are different colors. At least it's different from everybody else.
This has been the most middleman picture.
Yeah.
This is the median right here. Yeah. Mr.
You set the bar, sir. And I like it is low.
No, he's the bell curve. Blitz Duck.
Yeah.
Here's another one of those.
Much better crown molding here. He's even got a toe kick. I mean, come on, guys. Next up, let's see. He's got a basket as well.
Yeah.
The same seams.
But look how he's got so much less in that basket. And these baskets are set to kind of, you can loop the cables around. Yeah. So if you have excess, you kind of just loop it around a little bit and you can get rid of that.
He's going by the old adage. You don't want to put all your...
That's pretty nice.
Oh, he's
like
got a little piano
that's
there.
Good. He's
got hanging
He's got a MIDI controller, so he's probably into audio.
Mm-hmm. I like that he actually put foliage around his computer.
Where the monitors
not,
bro.
To see anything. Yeah.
That's super dope.
That's rare.
Unfortunately, we're not giving you points for the front of the...
It's good.
I think there's a reason people don't put plants around.
Is that an Akai?
Though.
I think that's an Akai, maybe.
What do you think that is?
Because you have to water plants.
And he's got a focus, right?
Oh,
yeah, he's got that red focus right there.
Yeah. Fake plants might be the way
to go. This guy's an audio engineer. It's up by M Audio.
Mm-hmm. Little toy race car there. This is looking good. Strong choice.
I like it. I like you.
What? We're not judging his equipment. We're just judging.
No, but he's an audio.
It's the whole package.
He might be an audio engineer.
Notice this is all set on top of these. What do you call those? Like, these are a thing, right?
Yeah, for like
they're like
oh, sawhorses.
Yeah, sawhorse. Yeah.
Oh.
They're all set on
fucking white collar pricks.
<That's> a sawhorse.
I swear I'm Mexican, bro. I know what that is.
It's like when you're trying to cut some wood or something, like you set things on top of it. It's like a construction thing. All right. And next up we've got Go Ferrero. Looking right inside the case. Pretty clean.
Pretty clean.
Yeah, pretty clean. Not seeing a lot of wires there.
I wanted to see your back end, though, bro. What's up? Where's the back end?
Maybe he's got another one. All right, here we go. Here's the back.
Man, you do so much good work in the front, and then diarrhea out the back.
Just put those cables together. Try to make one cable.
Yeah, one piece of tape, dude.
Use that one plastic piece of tape tube. That
and you're 90% better.
Use the T. He's doing the same thing. One tube.
Meanwhile,
one
I'm talking
cable.
Shit.
I don't care. No, there's nothing wrong with his waterfall of cables, but the power strip has no. It doesn't seem like a power
surge protector.
Surge protection. No battery backup. That's my only suggestion.
I'm barely touching it.
You know, I think I get away with such messy cables on my computer because everything's black. Computer desk, computer parts, cables, and it's really dark in my place. Even my floor is black, so it's like you can't even see it.
Well, and if no one ever goes over to your place, then
that's true, yeah.
Then nobody definitely ever sees it.
Oh, I don't know if this is the time to bring it up, but I actually invented a cable management like little thing. It's kind of like somewhere between a zip tie and a thing. But I went as far as to have it 3D printed. I have like four of them and I haven't even put them on my own computer, but, it's kind of cool.
Patent it, bro.
I think it's a good idea.
Patent it.
I just haven't
done
pursued it.
There you go.
He hasn't even product tested it yet.
Why? I did
because there's this mold. It's awesome. If you have an idea of like a shape or something, there's this like plastic, little beads and then you boil them in water. And then you have this Play-Doh, you make whatever shape you want, and then you have the thing. Then it gets hard, and you have the thing. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
The description of you is kind of sucked, but I get it.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
All right. This is the top of his desk right here, just in case you wanted to see it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Pretty standard.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. It's simple.
Simple.
All right.
There's a cable going up and down the wall, though. I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know where's that
it's
cable
for his ceiling. It's for his. I like how you're scrolling up. It goes into the next guy.
I think this is where it connects right here.
So
this is the cable.
I give you props because I grew up in a really ghetto home, and my brother took a drill to the floor so he could run an Ethernet cord from the upstairs into the downstairs.
That's cool.
And it's literally just a hole, or not a whore. Hole in the floor.
Okay. Whore hole. Wait, that kind of works together when you go whore hole. Yeah, never mind.
That reminded me of that setup. So.
That's dope.
That I had growing up. Mm-hmm.
I asked Sam if I could run an Ethernet cable through the floor. Like I was like, I'm going to have to drill. If you want the computer in this room, I have to be hardwired. It's got to go.
Yeah.
She goes, are you fucking crazy?
Yeah. My brother is a non-negotiator. He just straight up, like, no questions asked.
Drill. Fucking
just drill
beat.
That fucking hole.
Can you just drill through, like, ceilings and floors, though?
Yeah, I guess.
You can drill through
it's
anything.
It's all wood. It's all wood. Dude.
Should you is the question.
There might be, like, some wires or some conduit you don't want to run into there. I don't know. I'm just...
Sewer pipes. There's water pipes. There's all kinds of stuff. But let's roll the dice, baby. Yeah. Most likely, you're not gonna hit anything.
I don't know how he figured it out, but
that's when Nabee did when he because like I have we have, there's a room behind mine, and in that room it's like we have a TV there, but the Ethernet cable that comes because like my house is pre-wired with Ethernet, so it's on the other side of the wall, so I'd have to run a cable all the way around, and it's a big room. I need like a 20-foot fucking cable all the way, and you see the cable right on top of the fucking what's it called, the markings or whatever on the bottom. So it would go all the way around. So Nabee was like, fuck it, dude. So like he just drilled a hole from my room to the wall. And I'm like, dude, is there anything in there? I don't know. Just fucking went through. And like thankfully there was nothing there. And we just and we passed
90% of the wall doesn't have anything.
Yeah.
The walls I think you're okay. It's like a floor or ceiling that I'd be concerned about.
It's just like a wall, but sideways, dude.
when I was hanging my TV in my room, it almost went into the shower. I got nails were way too big.
Oh my god.
So this guy went full sleeves.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everything's sleeved here. It's kind of a red and black sleeve. This is from Volcom.
Yeah.
That's
and
cool.
So he's got only three of them.
Couple
and
monitors.
It takes care of everything.
Yeah.
Looks super cool.
Let's see if he's
super
got
clean.
Picture. Yeah, he's got another picture here. All right.
That's clean. Wraps it around the monitor stand.
Goes down below.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, he's got a good setup.
Nice. Oh, and there's like one little...
Plotted. What's his name again, Bobby?
Volcom 4012.
Yeah. Plotted, dude.
Good job. And then the Pulp Fiction
poster.
Good job, Bobby.
There we go. He's watching. What is he watching? The Mandalorian right there?
Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And what's he play? Oh, that's a screenshot as his desktop.
Mandalorian. He's playing CSGO? No, he's playing Call of Duty.
My favorite.
No, that's a screenshot as his desktop background. Interesting.
Modern Warfare, and he's got Zelda.
My favorite meme of the week is Mandalorian saying to Yoda, Baby Yoda, he goes,
the child.
He goes, bro. He goes, and the Baby Yoda says, yeah, bro. He goes, close your eyes, bro. You saw that one?
I saw it.
And he's like,
I saw it.
What do you see, bro? Nothing, bro. That's what I am without you, bro. And then he says, bro.
And then he said something else, right? Bro.
Yeah, bro.
Because it's like, bro.
Dude,
so already good. Seen it.
All right.
What?
You saw it?
What? Yeah, the meme Amelia's talking about.
Oh, holy shit. Hell.
That's, hell yeah. That's a pool of tables.
Uncle Viper here.
You win.
With the Viper nest.
God damn. That's
wow.
The dirty. Viper nest. That's hilarious.
That's like, I feel
that's
like.
That's not dirty. It's just excessive, but it's not dirty.
What's there's the big no, black box?
There's like that, no fucking old food or like, you know, a lost Cheeto.
That's
in that.
Like my grandma's carpet.
What is that big black thing?
That's some old school carpet.
That
right
is some
there.
Old school carpet, dude. That's some old school carpet. Yeah.
Is all that carpet running up the wall?
It's going up the wall.
Dude, you got wall carpet?
Oh my God, we might have a winner. We might have a winner. You got wall carpet, bro?
Yeah. Wall carpet.
My house was old school like that too.
My grandma had that same carpet. Yeah. So that's why like I felt at home with this one, Uncle Viper. Oh my God.
Oh man.
No.
Bobby's dying right now.
He's like, don't see carpet anymore.
No, guys. The salesman. I told you I grew up in a really ghetto home, and this is like where everything fucking comes unveiled.
Yes.
But we had carpet that's running cold. Up the wall because my dad was like DIY before the internet existed. So he figured he could just be the one man that does it all, like the dad of all trades.
Yeah.
So when he put in the carpet, he made the carpet run up the wall, and he didn't even bother to fucking like put in crown molding and or, you know, cut
save
the carpet.
On molding.
So he just fucking, yeah, that's true. So instead of crown molding, he used fucking carpet.
Dude,
and it was running up the wall like this. Maybe not to that extent.
Is he Mexican? Are you Mexican, bro? I was just wondering, because like this is very common in Mexico. I'm just saying. It's like, we're like your Theo, because you're Uncle Viper, so you're probably Theo Viper. And it's like.
If you guys are wondering how much, like going up the wall, how much, we're talking 16 inches of carpet up the wall.
Yeah.
I could see the salesman who sold him the house.
That's
zapping the house on the side.
Yeah,
and
a whole bunch of extra carpet.
You can fit so much wall carpet in this baby.
It's cool though. You can lay down on the ground and still rub your feet on the wall and it feels good. Feel the fuzzy wall, bro.
He's obviously in an attic.
I have my favorite. Nobody's
because
even close.
Planted. No, because the carpet runs
damn,
all the way up
Uncle
to the slant
Viper.
Of the wall.
Is this the same guy?
No, this is Dusty Rhodes.
Man. Okay.
Okay, let's take a look.
Obviously,
here.
Uncle Viper's roommate because look at the carpet.
Look at the carpet. Is this your, yeah. It's like your roommate.
Maybe.
Only that he was.
But it's conveniently off
the
walls.
Oh, I give him props. He's got a fucking footstool. That's the first footstool that we've seen.
No,
yet.
No, there was another
that's
one.
Another one.
There's one of the first ones we saw had a footstool.
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's a nice
you know
thing.
What? My footstool, I broke my footstool singing karaoke on Twitch Sings.
I'm still not over that carpet, dude. That's like a foot and a half of carpet of the wall, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have like...
Do you want to see how ghetto, like, my footstool, I broke it, and guess
how
I fixed
it? We've seen this guy before. We've seen this
We've
before.
Seen this one. But
is this
I guess
resubmission?
He can resubmit. Yeah, I mean, if it's cable management.
Yeah.
I totally didn't notice the carpet last time.
Yeah, does he have a picture of it?
No, he's back
he
in the
race.
He
has the same carpet, yeah.
This was one of the contenders for
the... Oh, yeah,
the,
I remember.
Yeah, forget about my story.
Because remember the computer footstool?
That one that, right? Is it that
I don't
one?
Need to start and then finish it.
He has a CD drive under. That's so weird. Look at that. He doesn't have it inside his case. He has a CD drive under.
I like this guy because he thinks outside the box, man.
You know, shit, the CD drive's outside the box.
Literally.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Dude, that's cool. I never thought of that because I do have a really good audio card that goes inside my system, but I have to... But never mind. I have my
phone. That liner is tied off in the trash can, too, man. That's like professional custodial work right there.
I kind of want to say...
Mexican carpet. It makes sense now, dude.
Ray, I kind of want to say that this guy gets a little bonus points because he was your pick, I think, for
the
last
one.
Yeah,
he was my pick.
And he's going into two of our contests now. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he gets some bonus points. And
he was my pick last
We can't
time.
Stop talking about his setup. Like, It's interesting.
It's got some wires coming out of the wall right here.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's still clean. That looks clean.
Yeah, no, that's from... I'm wondering where those go to or what those are for. I'm wondering what this device is here to the left.
I don't know. Maybe the wires are that high. That's pretty high, because maybe he also had carpet to the wall up that high, so he had to make that, and he just removed the carpet.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right.
Yeah. Yeah. And look at all these family pictures above the computer. That's got to make it's gotta make it really awkward when you're on certain sites. All right. And this must be the inside. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the inside. And then what do we have here?
Just a connector.
Hashinx just has a damaged connector. And that's it.
Thanks, buddy.
Does he have a Lenovo? What is this? Is this like his only... I'm wondering if this is one of like those Lenovo's, what do they call it? Thin clients or something. I don't know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Or just a power brick?
Oh, there's more to the story here.
No, it's a different person, isn't it?
No, he tapes it to keep it in.
Oh,
I see.
This is management.
Yeah, that's his power brick.
Oh, that's pretty creative. So I think it's cable like a repair. Laptop.
Cable repair.
And he's got his charger taped to his laptop.
Maybe our next one will be cable repair, dude. But I don't think you're going to do well here.
Oh, dope. I just got a job. Well, I mean, a photography job.
Whoop, whoop.
Nice.
All right. Ready? This is from Gravity Hertz. It's some sort of a ledge here underneath his desk. The cables are hanging off of. Let's take a look at the top here. All right.
Why is your mouse pad on your keyboard? Minus points for that. You can't game when your mouse pad isn't leveled.
Yeah, that's even a 10
disqualified.
Maybe
what if your character's going uphill?
Motherfucking qualified.
Add to the feel like, oh, dude.
He obviously doesn't play any.
Maybe he plays Tony Hawk.
Oh, this is another person. This is another Ryan.
I don't know.
Okay.
See, I won't get mad at you if you've got like messy cables, if you've got dust, but if your mouse pad is on your keyboard, how do you expect to play any games legitimately? That's so weird.
All right, next up from Ultra Blue X. It's pronounced it like it was French.
This is
almost exactly what my like right down to the sleeves on the power supply cables. This is just what the inside of my case looks like.
All pretty standard, nothing special.
Yeah.
You got to stand out, folks, if you want to win the big cheese.
All right. Nation of Sorrow. He's got
pictures of wires.
That is a bundle of wires yeah. right there.
That is the Nation of Sorrows, bro.
No graphics card?
Oh, shit.
We got to start running through these, Bobby.
Yeah, we're almost at the end.
Okay.
All right. Oh, here we go. Another one from Nation of Sorrow. Ooh. Okay, a lot of cables.
At least it's concentrated in one area, I guess.
But yeah. They're not plugged into anything.
They're just
how do you guys not
cables.
Fucking notice these things? There's nothing plugged in.
Shut
those
up.
Cables.
No, wait, go back up. You're lying.
Go back up. They're not plugged into fucking anything. Dude.
No.
He's trying to get extra points.
Well, some are. Oh, wait, that was vaguely.
Nothing
just, that
fucking
was straight
plugged
up hanging
in
over the subwoofer.
To these cables.
Look on the right. There's like three not plugged in.
The Ethernet's not plugged in.
He's like, I don't even have
in.
A computer, boys.
There's
yeah.
a gummy
check out
bear
my cables.
On the ground. Your gummy bears are on the ground, bro. That's fucked up. Minus points for that one. You don't fuck with gummy bears like that. You eat those.
All right. Last one from R. Shenaway. I'm butchering all these names. I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
R. Shenoy. Where'd you get the away? Away? Shinoway.
What is it? Oh, these are the hard drives mounted in the back
yeah.
here.
Very mine has cool. a spot for that, but no hard drive has ever fit into that thing. I don't
it should
get
be
it.
Just like a standardized format,
that's
like
what
2.5 inches.
That's what I thought too, and I put it in there, and it was like, it's not going
pretty
in.
Pretty sure you're doing something wrong, dude.
Yeah, there's got to be a reason for that.
No.
So he's got two 2.5 inch hard drives mounted in the back. Clean cabling on the left side there. Yeah, very yeah. nice.
Nice.
All right. So we got a pretty big reaction out of a few of these.
Do you have to pick it today?
Yeah, we got to pick it right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Big decisions. Okay. So blue guy right here, Dusty Rhodes,
yes,
coming back a
like
second
it.
Time.
Pro-runner. I like it.
He was in the finals for the the last competition. Didn't make it, though.
I feel like if he wins the CPU cooler, he'll like set up some... He'll have it like levitating.
I know, right?
Or something like...
He'll figure
something
out.
Weird.
He'll
hanging figure. From strings.
Coming out of like one of the portraits out of the wall.
Yeah.
Dope, dude. Just handle.
All right. We were all a big fan of the wall carpet.
Yeah. That's my number one, I guess.
Feel the furry walls.
Holy hell.
Do you remember remember that movie?
Yeah, with get him to the Greek.
Yeah, get him to the Greek. Yeah. When he's feeling... Yeah.
Oh, I love that scene.
And all right. And we, you know, we all liked a lot of them right in a row. Like the Volcoms one.
This was my second favorite, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I like, and then I like Volcoms.
He's playing COD.
Oh, Volcoms here.
Oh, what's up, Volcom? Oh, yeah. Brownie points
in the
on
front,
that one.
Yeah, you're in the front right. Oh, being here?
Oh,
extra points.
Extra points. Can you sub to our channel real quick? Sub to
but
the channel.
Minus points for windowed, not windowed full screen, but
throw
windowed.
A donation on there too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just scrolling through very quickly through some of the rest of the ones. Stop me if you see something that moves you. Well, that's some bright red carpet.
Again, I said my votes for
I mean, this guy drilled a
sheets.
Hole in his desk and ran his keyboard through
there. My desk has holes for that through the cables, but they were pre-made. My brother bought a desk like
that. Yeah, a lot of office desks have that where they've got the holes that you can run through.
That's pretty cool. But
okay.
Like
I feel like we had some strong ones. Okay, this one
that
we
one's
all
strong
liked.
Too.
Okay,
like
this
it.
Was Lunda Mabob.
Oh, and somebody in chat said that he has a small chair because he's a small person.
I don't know if that's sourced.
Diego?
Yeah.
Is this your setup?
Shadow Phantom, we probably did if it's in this list.
Yeah, if it's here, we saw it.
Okay. If you were here for it, it's because it was uneventful.
The moment we said, if you're on the chat, you're brownie points. Like, what's up, bro? Do you see mine? Where is it? Which one is it? Let's see it again.
This was going to be my first one. Like,
he's got good priorities. Cable management over sheets.
Yeah.
It does look like one of the rooms I run through in Call of Duty. You know? it's one of those rooms, bro. Just, it's weird.
All right. And then the first one, I think this is the first one here with the footstool. Yeah. Okay. And then, of course, some of the dazzling ones we saw up front. Yeah.
This one
I thought was probably the most impressive right here.
Yeah, yeah. G-Dog just, was probably...
This one looked Swedish to me. Like, it just looked very organized,
Swedish,
very together.
Very IKEA.
Yeah, very clean.
It's beautiful. Really?
Yeah.
It looks like something...
Unfortunately...
When you walk into IKEA and you look at the nice displays, that's what it looks like.
There's a strong lack of wall carpet here, and it's bothering me. Where's his wall carpet? If he wanted to win this competition.
Saying he's in chat too. The butcher blocks are custom and mounted to the studs. Okay. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
All right. I feel like we've narrowed it down to a couple of them here. Okay. I think
in
the running. And then I think a lot of the rest of the ones. Do we want to put.
Towards the bottom.
Do we want to put Evexium in the running here? Do we feel strongly about this one?
He's got a great setup, for sure.
I mean, if I had to choose between this one and Drew Dogs, I'd go with Drew Dogs. So I feel like.
Okay, let's go Drew Dog then.
Okay. All right. And then. Okay, Hidden Panel. Do we want to put Hidden Panel?
Oh, hidden Panel.
Hidden Panel, Lunda Mabob.
That's the same guy.
Shit, you can hide all your
guys,
drugs
that's
there.
Small chair guy.
Yeah, that's small chair
guy.
Oh,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He
yeah.
lost me when he tried to trick us with how big the room is.
It's like a Willy Wonka room or something. It just gets...
I just like because I can hide all my drugs in there and no one would know.
No, I think that's pretty cool. All right, we're putting Drew Dog, Lunda Mabob in the running. All right.
I like Average Joe. I know he's not going to go in the running, but
Mr.
I like him.
Mr. Chrissers.
You can put him in the running, Chief.
I told you, mattress no sheets guy.
Mattress no sheets.
Yeah, I kind of liked him from the beginning as well.
All right. Where did he go?
He's the Arab guy.
Mattress Arab.
How do you know he's Arab?
Because
the
name. His name is like...
Have you played Modern Warfare lately? That's one of the rooms in Modern Warfare, I swear to God. Either that or it's Indian
oh
and he
my
works...
Gosh.
And he works for fucking Amazon.
All right. I should be writing this down somewhere. So we got...
Lunda Mabob, Drew Days or something.
Drew Dog, Lunda Mabob. And, okay. I think I skipped the one you guys were just talking about. The one with the bed.
Oh, yeah.
Where's
I
that one
missed
at?
It. Right above this, I think.
What was the other one? The guy that was in the chat? Also?
Oh, we're getting there. Volcom.
No, I don't think you skipped him.
No, you didn't skip him, I guess.
Okay, so we're still going. We've got two in the running. Probably going to be a couple more.
Oh,
heated
shit,
debate.
Man.
We're going to find
so
out.
So hard.
No.
So hard.
Okay, musician. We all kind of like that.
I like Blitzduck. I did like Blitzduck.
Blitzduck, do we want to put that in there?
Yes, I like his, just because.
No. Dude.
It's a clean.
It's not about the front of this thing.
Would you take it? Would you take it over the two we've already looked
where
at?
Where are the cables?
No.
He has. Here's why I like it. Because he has his mini. He has his fucking focus right there. He has his mic. Where are all the cables? They're nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, I'll give him. Yeah, for sure. So, he gets points because he has so much equipment.
That's so much equipment.
No. Yeah. No, I know. We're saying that like.
But no, that is his shit right there.
Yeah, but he has so much equipment. And when you're actually looking at your desktop, it looks clean.
That's really well put.
And I have a bunch of stuff on mine. And look at all that equipment. Shit.
And you don't see any wires.
I have two monitors on the side. I have my fucking MIDI that I bring in sometimes whenever I'm making music. And it looks nothing like this.
Now, that said, does this guy need our component? Like, he looks like he's got all the toys.
We'll put him on the list.
All right.
We'll come back to it. All right, scrolling down.
This guy, for sure. We got him already?
Well, which guy was this?
So right there, the guy you just passed.
Oh, yeah, Volcom, this is Volcom.
Yeah, I like
where's
Volcom.
Walt Carpet at then? And
I don't know where he went. Oh, the Walt Carpet's at the bottom. The Saudi.
All right, there's Walt Carpet.
I love it because like the last winner was Aliens, and now it's going to be Walt Carpet. And then I think if we can make a nickname out of your fucking shit, then you win.
Yeah, you're going to win.
All right. And then Dusty Rhodes. Oops, sorry, Chi.
Yes.
All right. Dusty Rhodes.
Volcom says he's adding Walt Carpet to his list. Can you click on his link? What he put? Oh, that he has extra pit. Nope. Sorry.
No, we can't submit him anymore.
Especially if it's titties. We're not going to be swayed.
Dusty, careful. Oh, man.
Oh, he's got
that was going to be like a big penis.
Ooh, he's got nice stuff in the middle. Yeah, inside too.
Yeah, he's got that middle. You see the middle white pipe?
I like Volcom inside and out.
We looked at your pictures on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, on the inside. I mean, on another monitor.
I know love for the laptop.
Send me a good selfie, then you might get my vote.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding.
You want a number?
Stop. I'm going to kick you over there, Ray. Shit. I haven't seen you in
everyone
a month.
Everyone on the podcast. All right, guys, ready?
All right, listen. Volcom's here. His shit's impressive. We were all impressed by his, and now we've seen the inside of his computer, which is also. I want to give it to Volcom.
You're going with Volcom over Wall Carpet? Okay.
Yeah, because he's here.
And yeah, he showed up.
He showed up, and not just that, but it's all impressive.
Wait, which is Volcom again?
Where we were all. Everybody said, "Ooh, that looks really good. It looks like he only has three wires."
Yeah,
that's pretty sexy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah, I do like it.
Yeah. Pulp Fiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's the only thing I don't like about the setup?
Gosh, that's hard to pass up on.
But like, where's the desk?
I'm pretty sure that's a classic phone line cable, for a landline phone.
He's still in Physics K. He has to be.
I feel like there's a story behind this, and I want to know it.
Party.
Is there Photoshop?
Oh my God! Did you Photoshop this? It has to be.
It's like an MC Escher.
He duplicated
fucking picture. Like, where's the carpet end?
He just used like the mirroring tool and just fucking mirrored a bunch of cables on there.
What do you guys think? We got to wrap this up, man.
Yeah, we do. We've been on here forever.
I would say Volcom.
Volcom.
Snipers votes for Volcom. I think he gets a vote too.
Why? I'm joking, Sniper.
All right.
Love you, boo.
Is it Volcom or Volcom?
Volcom. Volcom. Like the
brand?
Shirt. Yeah. Okay.
I've always said Volcom.
Volcom. Volcom would be V-U-L. That would be more on the...
Literally star. Doesn't matter. Let's pick.
Wouldn't that be like on the...
Bobby? Thing?
What's Volcom? Is that from Star Trek? I don't know. I'm not...
Vulcan
is from Star Trek.
No, it's
still
Vol, but come...
What?
I mean...
come.
All right.
Recycle just goes on. Whoa, what happened?
Bobby, for the sake of brevity,
I think we need to narrow it down here. Like, I feel like we're feeling very strongly about Volcom.
Yeah.
Any other ones that just leap out to you?
Yeah, like carpet if, wall carpet.
Okay, so Wall Carpet. Let's pick our top three. So Wall Carpet, Volcom, and what else?
I'd say even
Lendemabob obviously put a lot of TNA into his wall.
All right, we still got Dusty Rhodes, second time in the mix here. We still got Drew Dogg. We still got...
Lendemabob literally has his man.
So are we being real with our vote, or are we being DLG and just picking Wall Carpet?
Man.
What speaks to you?
Here, listen. We gave it last time to a funny one. I think we should give it to a serious one.
Okay. Well, in that case,
otherwise, who's going to take us seriously? I'm going to make a drink. I've cast my vote. Volcom, right. Second up, Walcarp.
All right. All in favor?
Volcom.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. All right. Congratulations, Volcom. So we'll be reaching out to
alcohol?
You.
I haven't had alcohol in a good 24 hours.
You want
hours.
Some alcohol?
Yes, please.
Yay.
In a whole 24 hours.
How drunk can we get her so we can have an awesome drunk episode?
No, I don't get drunk anymore. Joking. It takes too much. I'm definitely functional alcoholic.
Calm down.
Yeah. I don't even get the Asian glow anymore.
What?
Actually, I never got the Asian glow.
You never did?
Very
the
subtly.
Asian glow?
Oh, Bobby, man. You should know about this.
Oh, I was telling Bobby, my girlfriend's boss, her name is Chi Cho.
Oh, cute. Oh, big news. So Emilio's about to have his baby girl. My big brother just had his second baby girl.
Is this a gaming big brother?
Both of my brothers are gamers.
Oh, they're both a gamer. Okay.
And they named my niece after me. They named her Nora Chi.
That's cute.
So,
very nice.
I know. I was so touched. Thank you, big bro. I love you.
And welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, now he subs? Now? Yes, because we... You know what? Walk our pit.
No.
He's not our winner. I'm sorry. I love the dude, but you're not our winner. But it was pretty good, dude. Walk our pit. You're fuck. I love it. So good. So good. Can we have another contest just for him? Who has the best wall carpet? You would.
Welcome. Don't forget to follow me on Twitch if this is your first time using it. I'll stream for you like once a year.
Oh my God. All right. We should definitely tell. I feel bad for our audio listeners who had to sit through all that. Hopefully we described it enough so you can kind of visually see
it. We were trying here, but you jump on YouTube, on Twitch, check out. Well, you jump on YouTube, watch our videos there.
Can I at least finish my story about my footstool?
Go.
I guess salty that.
All right, go for it.
Broke my footstool, and the way I fixed it was by jamming a golden chopstick into it. So I'm not kidding. It's a metal chopstick with gold plating. And
why would you use that?
To fix my footstool instead of a screw, because the screws weren't long enough. So the only thing that was hard enough and long enough was a golden chopstick.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. All fixed.
You know, it's long enough and another right. a real screw, Chi.
Problems
okay?
already solved.
A real screw, Chi. I was going to come over and solve your problem.
Okay. Anyway, video games. That's what we're here for, right? Let's talk about it. Okay. On the radar. So
that was more or less its own standalone episode. I feel like.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So what are you guys playing next week?
The intro music.
But we still got lots to talk about. So on the radar section of the show where we talk about games that have come to our attention here, not a lot this week. It's kind of a dead time of year for video games.
And I was looking, man. I was looking today.
We had a few people mention some things in Discord here, one of them being Sundered Eldritch Edition. This was mentioned by Cubic Zirconia. Now, this is actually going to be free on the Epic Store starting January 9th till the 13th, I think. So good possibility we could check this out. This is
a
Roguevania Metroidvania game. Very nice graphics. Very hand-drawn graphics.
Wow, this is a Metroidvania game?
Mm-hmm. So it says, Sundered is a chaotic, hand-drawn Metroidvania where you resist or embrace ancient eldritch powers, a challenging and unique take on a classic genre from the creators of Jotun, now with local co-op. So Jotun, maybe you guys have played that. I'm familiar with the game, but I never played it.
Is it kind of like a top-down Zelda-ish adventure game?
I thought it was a side... I was thinking of Jotun or something else. But, yeah, so this looks like...
This looks good.
Like a Metroidvania. Very nice artwork.
Oh, wow.
And the whole resist or embrace ancient eldritch powers, I kind of like that. That's what the reboot of Prey did.
Embrace the alien.
It's kind of like Transistor graphics.
And it had its...
Is it like, remember, but like Transistor, but on 2D space.
It just looks like a mini Del Macho wet dream to me.
Mm-hmm. It really does. I was thinking that too.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to Mini the other day, and he bought an Index, I think.
Oh, cool.
And he was asking me for VR games. And I was like, fuck, man.
Sex life really getting that boring?
I know, Mini? Right? I told him to play all these sex games that were great and awesome. Not really, but... I've been wanting to try one of those dirty games, but I haven't I don't know. I don't want to spend money on those.
Why play the dirty game if there's free VR porn?
Yeah. No, no, no. But I mean, like, but it's different. Like, there's this one game. And
go on.
And it's like some Japanese,
of course,
weird one. And it's like she's like your virtual girlfriend, and it's like she's it's just the whole like embarrassed and stuff, and like and then later on, I think you end up fucking her or some shit. So
I hope so.
I know, right? So I kind of want to try it. I know someone on DLG that
I like how you just described every pornographic video
but
game ever made.
But this is VR.
Dude, I really want to talk about Sundered because watching this trailer is...
It looks really good, right?
I don't want to say... Like, I know rad ass isn't a freaking word.
Word?
But it looks rad and badass.
Rad-ass.
This is a rad-ass looking ass. Game.
Hmm. Yeah, it looks very
I agree.
Good.
And it's weird because I don't look at side-scrollers. The same ever this anymore since like since classic times.
But this
Holy
came
shit.
Out. This came out two years ago, 2.5 years.
2017, July.
Really?
22.
How come I've never seen this?
But it still looks from the creators of Jotun. But
it's beautiful.
Yeah. Which is Jotun?
I just stuttered.
It was like, well, it's an indie developer, but it doesn't look nearly as good as this. I think that was their first game.
Yeah, this is Jotun.
Yeah, it's more Zelda-ish.
Oh, that looks nice, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it was pretty popular when it came out. Like,
no, that
people
looks
liked
a lot.
It.
That looks very Transistor-esque.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah,
the animation does look along the lines of Transistor. You were right in saying that.
Transistor's going to come up with a bunch of this,
but episode. It's a lot more.
Why the next game?
Violent,
Transistor.
In my
Transistor
opinion.
Too.
Yeah. So just to remind you, this game is going to be free on the Epic Store.
Oh, nice.
Starting. The 9th? Is that tomorrow?
Nice.
I think the day after this episode airs.
How many of the Epic Store games did you get from the free ones? Did you guys get any of
them? Of the 12, dude?
Of the 12?
I missed.
You got them all?
All of them.
I missed a couple of them. Yeah, I missed FTL, but who cares?
Oh,
we already have it.
We already have it.
Already have it. But yeah,
oh, man,
I got Tabs. That was really all I cared about.
Wait, Tabs was on there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I posted it.
They have it on the Xbox right now on the Game Pass. They just, and I played Tabs.
Yeah.
Damn, that shit's fun.
It's fun, dude.
I was playing with Gia, and Gia was just... God damn, it was horrible, but it was just hilarious. Because she was like, and we should put this guy here,
fun,
and this guy here.
Hilarious.
And then she was just, good job today on the...
No, I thought
funny.
You just said it.
Oh, no, I just said hilarious and fun. And you just hilarious. And then the other one, what was the other one?
You kind of said
rad ass.
Oh, I did? Rad ass. So I'm like, good job.
And then
those combo words.
Floor and hole. Whore. Whorehole.
Whorehole.
Whorehole. Let's see. Scram in the chat says, Sundered is great. Played it last year. Great
nice.
Mix of Metroid and roguelite. Oh, you spelled rogue wrong, man. Pet peeve. When people
Rouge?
Spell rogue wrong. Rogue wrong.
Rogue wrong. Wrong rogue. Whorehole.
Dude, don't call him out like that.
My buddy lost all his money down a whorehole.
Scram, forgive Bobby, because Bobby's a teacher.
You guys should ask Drew whenever he's on the Discord about his whoreholes.
He's the type that would
no, it's always, it comes from World of Warcraft. People would always spell rogue wrong in World of Warcraft. So
it's a tough word.
No, it's not.
There's rogue and there's rouge, man.
Yeah, like, come on.
It's a tough word.
How do you mess? I mean, no.
Who puts two vowels after a word? After the at
French.
The end of a word?
The French.
All right. next up, Forgone.
Who?
This was recommended by Shadowmaster, so you know.
Oh, it's going to be great.
You know
I love you,
good.
Shadowmaster.
It's been a while, man. What have you been doing?
What the fuck?
Oh, he's got a girlfriend. He's balls deep.
I know.
I got time for video games or podcasts.
Fuck that.
I'm getting laid. And she's getting out of her binds in the desert, so I gotta hurry up and go get. Looks very similar to what we were just talking about, actually.
Okay, Forgone is a fast and fluid 2D action platformer packed with legendary loot and stunning pixel art. Collect an arsenal of powerful weapons and unravel a compelling story of regret and conspiracy as you slice your way through hordes of enemies to
looks
save
like
Caligan.
Yeah, it looks really good. The only thing, the animations look slow to me, but the game's not out yet. So maybe they'll improve it. But look at how slow this...
It might be game choice. It might be like a developer choice.
It honestly looks like another Dead Cells.
Yeah, it looks like Dead Cells.
Mm-hmm. That's not a bad thing.
Is it the sequel
which,
to
yeah,
Dead
exactly.
Cells?
No.
Well, it's going to be a while until we find out. This game doesn't come out till 2021.
Big blue bubble.
Bobby, did you have anything to say about GDC or Games Done Quick? GDC, yeah.
GDQ? Yeah, I mean, we're missing the best stuff right now.
They do kind of lag, right? Like, right now with that, when the guy walked in, it looked like he was lagging.
Yeah, it's like a delay. I mean, that's probably part of the game. Like, that's probably how the game's designed, I'm guessing.
That's or it's just not
slow,
done.
Though, yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how the reviews are. But it looks great.
Comes out next year.
That's how it'll be great.
Comes out next year, so. But they'll probably have some early access bullshit, like this year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, sorry, Scram. Didn't mean to call you out, man. If it makes you feel better, everyone found out I didn't know how to spell goatee at DLG Con, so there you go.
Is it goat and then E-E?
E-E, yeah. Okay. I think it's because I refuse to acknowledge goatees.
How did you spell goatee?
Like G-H-O-T-I. Yeah, I got real creative with it.
Fuck?
Yeah.
See, that's just stupid. I'm joking.
Hey, Tiny Beard. Haven't seen him in a while. All right. G-H. Next up. Yeah, Silent H. I don't know, man. I don't have any experience with goatees.
Bobby!
Yeah, I knew a guy once who hated goatees as much as I did. He used to call them DTs for dick targets.
Mm.
Yeah, gross. All right, this game I actually picked out here. I saw this on PC Gamer. It's called Not For Broadcast. Take control of a national nightly news as a radical government comes to power. In this immersive, high-pressure propaganda sim, you control what the people see and determine what's not for broadcast. So if you look at it, it's an FMV game, but you're also at some sort of control panel.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit like...
Papers, Please, what I was remembering.
Well, what's the one with the scary monsters?
Oh,
at Freddy's. Five Nights at Freddy's. Why do I not remember that? So it looks kind of like that. Like, you're controlling stuff as it happens, but it's mostly FMV stuff going down. And yeah, the whole Papers, Please, like big government. So you get to control what's shown, what's not shown to influence the people. Like, that's a smart idea.
Yeah, for sure.
That could work. It's not coming out till January 30th, 2020, right around the corner. No price point on this. Developer Not Games, never heard of them.
Because they're not COD, not COD.
I think they're trying to do different things, probably.
Yeah. Wait, what's Not COD? I want to see what Not COD is.
I remember that. It was like...
Not COD.
Like cartoon.
Yeah, it was like a meme game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. A little cartoon Call of Duty. That's funny.
Yeah.
We have a dad joke going on right now in our group chat. Well, in my friend's group chat, wherever. Whenever Diego goes COD, he puts question mark, I put... Salmon?
Terrible.
It's so just God. Good dad joke. What are you talking about? And then Drew goes halibut. No.
And you just keep going.
Yeah. Then we keep going. And then Drew boasts. And then Drew always goes overboard and goes Coke. And I'm like the soda, yeah. The soda.
There's always that guy. Every group has that guy.
I know.
Like Fruits will be hilarious, and then he'll be like cardboard. What are you talking about?
Today pepperoni.
Yeah.
Yeah, pepperoni. Yep. Just fucked it up.
Yep.
It was skull.
And now you brought it up on the podcast. And now
I'm sorry, everyone, for that, all right? Damn it.
Ruined it for everybody. Okay. All right, that's it for On the Radar. What else we got here? Let's talk about some games that we have played. Who wants to go first?
I guess that'll be me.
Go for it.
I played some Get the Fuck Out. They say GTFO. Nowhere does it say Get the Fuck Out, but it is...
It's implied.
Yeah. It's a, I'll take a little away from Left 4 Dead. Like, yes, there's a little Left 4 Dead-y in there, but not really. It's not like you're going from point A to point B and you're killing everything along the way. It's more like get to point A, point one, get ready for a horde, like really, really prepare. Like, this is where we're going to fight them because to open the big doors, it sets off an alarm, and all the monsters in the area come at you, and it's an event. And it's way too many bad guys. Like, way, way too many. And this game is fucking hard. Everybody I've talked to, everybody agrees it's fucking hard as shit. What you have to do is prepare to the utmost. Like, me and Diddy, we probably fought the same event 7, 8, 9 times. Until we were like, okay, we need to put your turret here. We need to be standing here. We need to do this. We need to do that.
Oh, that's cool, though, man.
Yeah. And you know, it has pressure doors. So I was like, dude, maybe if we shut these doors and open these doors, we can funnel them through this area. And it worked. Eventually, we like, after trial and error, we fucking did the first event of like, I don't know how many levels.
Damn.
But what I do, another thing that I like about this is, okay, well, let me go back a little bit. Four-player co-op, survival horror type of situation. Takes a lot from Alien. Different loadouts, shotgun loadouts, your secondary can be a claymore. It could be a bio. Like, you could see where aliens are, kind of like an alien, you know, almost exactly. It looks like you're holding that thing. So it was nice to know, having that thing, it was nice to know, oh, there's aliens on the other side of this door. Like, it gave you peace of mind that nothing's going to sneak up on you.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
But also, claymores are fucking sweet when you know that, like, they're going to, once you figured out that you can funnel them where you want. The idea is you're a prisoner and they need this shit cleared out, so they just keep sending prisoners. What I do like about this is it's really hard and there is a story. So once I'm pretty sure once you pass the first section, you'll be able to start from the second section from then on. But you got to pass that first section, and man, it is tough. You could take the stealth route, where you throw out glow sticks, because the monsters are attracted to light and sound. So the glow sticks, they're not attracted to. So you could just throw those all everywhere and sneak around them. So you could take that route as well. Or, well, eventually you're going to run into these doors that have alarms, and there's no getting around that. You have to fight. And like I said, it's all about preparation, being ready. I mean, Diddy and I were calling out when we're reloading. Like that, dude. Because they're they come, dude. It isn't beta. It plays all right. It plays pretty good. It seems to be lacking a little bit of polish, but all the pieces are there to make a really good game that we'll be talking about.
One might
like after four player runs. Like I didn't know that. I didn't know if me and Diddy playing together were getting four players worth of monsters, because it fucking felt like it, dude. We just got owned after owned after owned after owned.
So why didn't you leave the lobby open for four
players? Or just no one came in?
We did a private game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But we did pass it eventually. So we did do it with two players. But, you know, and we felt awesome. I was like, dude, that felt really good. He's like, yeah, dude. So I feel like it has a lot of potential. I just hope they keep working on it. And they have a few little things in there that are new that I don't know if they're good or bad. There's like this console that tells you where all the items in the area are. I didn't see a reason for it. Whatever. That's a small thing. I more on this later, because I'm definitely going to be playing it more.
So this game is GTFO 3499.
Yep.
It was funny because when you were like, oh, dude, you want GTFO or
or Boneworks.
Yeah, or Gio was there, and I was looking at GTFO, and I'm like, oh, and then Gio's like, Ray, what's GTFO mean? And I was just like, it means just to get out, you know, just get out.
Have some fun.
Just get out. It's just like, oh, can I see? And I'm like, damn it, this game better not be really messed up. And I showed her a little bit of the trailer, and all the monsters coming out. She's like, ah! And she's like, cover the eyes. I'm like, yeah, see, would you get out of there? She's like, yeah, I would. I would get out. And I'm like, yeah, that's what it means.
Well done, sir. Well done. Yeah, the monsters are creepy.
Oh, look at that big butt.
Yep.
Show us your backside. Wait. Never mind. It wasn't called backside. What was it called?
Doesn't matter. Over.
It's over. You win, Volcom.
All
right. What did he say when he won?
He said, fuck you guys. I'm out. And he subscribed.
Oh, nice.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it.
All right.
Beef, where have you been?
Hi, Beef.
Hi, Beefy. Missed you.
Thanks for coming out. Missed saw Danielson and Beef Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I know. I couldn't make it.
That's okay.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend date night. It's cute.
Got quite a full chat here today.
I love it.
Yeah.
Quite an active chat.
I was with Alana. We had to talk over our lives.
So Black Mesa.
Black Mesa. I finished it. So I was a little confused. I played
Don't
this
spoil
game
the ending
back
for me though, because I'm actually playing through.
You've never
Half-Life.
Played the first Half-Life?
She's doing it right now.
I'm playing through it. I'm actually beating it.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it's spoiling it, but it's all like nothing is ever explained in Half-Life.
Yeah.
So it's not, there's nothing to spoil. It's all a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
So I finished Black Mesa. I started playing this game back in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Here's kind of the timeline of Black Mesa. So 2012, I think this becomes a mod, gets some legs under it. People really like it. They start supporting it financially, and there's a lot of interest. So 2015, they come out with Black Mesa, standalone game, Half-Life redone.
How did they get the rights to this? Do you know?
Valve is very open with a lot of this stuff.
They love modders.
Yeah.
Counter-Strike was a mod, dude, and now they're super.
Oh, yeah, comes, that's true.
Yeah,
they're very open so much money. Stuff.
And it's a lot of work. So they've had a lot of people working a lot on this for years and years. I played it shortly after Black Mesa came out. I played it in 2016, so a year after, and it was not finished. You got to Zen, the mm-hmm. alien planet, and it just stopped and said, nope, we're not done yet.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point I knew I'd come back and play this game, and I just, for some reason, had an interest lately. And I noticed that on December 6th, they had all the levels done in a beta, but on December like 23rd, they had actually pushed it out of beta, and the game's still in early access. They're on like version 0.991. Mm-hmm. Like they're close.
Yeah.
I did have a few hard crashes to desktop. Like there's some problems, but the game is complete. I played through Zen and it looks fantastic.
It looks so good. I was watching Bobby play.
It looks good and it sounds amazing. They changed a lot in the end.
The music.
Yeah, the music, it's like a contemporary choral type. It's very fitting. You know, it's very celestial because, you know, the last level, you're like ascending up to this area to fight all these big-brained aliens. But it was very long. It was a lot longer. It probably took me 3 or 4 hours to get through the last three levels. But
now, Bobby, like, is it still a shot-for-shot remake?
I think they changed a lot at the end. Okay. I couldn't remember.
I feel like Zen was like
a lot longer.
It took them so long for Zen because I remember this was like, what, 8 months ago? Well, maybe. Yeah.
But you know what I read in some of their posts, their updates, they had mentioned that they just had to flip the script for Zen. Like everything was so different. And if you look at Zen, it's different than all the other levels. I mean, there's a lot of curvature to the design of it. Yeah. You know,
not hard lines.
Yeah, it's not just like straight lines and boxes. There's not a lot of like non-Euclidean geometry there. So it must have been very difficult for them to make that. But it paid off. It looks and sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. And I had kind of forgotten what Half-Life, it had been so long since I played Half-Life 1. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what did this originally look like? So I went back and started watching some videos of Half-Life 1, and oh my God, especially after that, it really does look amazing. Like Black Mesa is just such a work of art to me. I think this is just the best way you could possibly do a remake of a game. And, you know, they changed things that needed to be changed, and they didn't mess with the integrity of the game. Like it's still the same game, and it's so good. I highly recommend Black Mesa. It was on sale for like $15.99, but I think it's back up to what, 20? Yeah, $20.
Yeah. I bought Black Mesa last year. Last year.
Did you play through Half-Life 1?
Yeah, okay. Of course, man. That's,
yeah. It's well, I remember you telling a story about playing the demo disc over and over, or no?
No.
Oh.
No.
Never mind. It's my handsome, that was, bald friend.
No, that was The demo. That was the guy that won. Travis.
Yeah, you're right.
That was Travis.
Chi, I asked you while you were streaming, like why you didn't choose to. What was your reason?
What?
Why you didn't
like
stream.
Why
you're
you
playing
didn't,
Half-Life 1 over,
yeah, over Black Mesa?
The reason why I chose to play the original Half-Life
regular over Black or source Mesa,
regular.
Regular. Oh, so you're not even the source one.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I believe so. And is to just, you know, see what it was like, where it was at, and how basically gaming has come from when I last played it. And I was actually surprised as I was playing it,
how
future forward it really was for me. Even I was like, oh shit, like they actually have this mechanic in the game. This is where like real shooters. Yeah, spawns.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, wow, there was a reason why it was so amazing, because the physics in the game alone and timing and everything else, I was having fun and loving it.
Having fun.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Dude, it's
like,
you know?
I'm not joking. Like, you can still play Half-Life and still be like, holy shit, it's still grits.
Yeah.
It's a really good balance of...
Yeah.
It did what Bioshock Infinite did so well. It really balanced the slow parts and the fast parts, like the action shoot 'em up and also the puzzle solving. And that's a tough thing to do. Like, a lot of games try to do that and it don't come close. It's kind of old. Of course, Half-Life was kind of the progenitor of all this, but it still holds up. Like, playing through Black Mesa, everything is still just fantastic.
It's like when I played, because so the first time I played Half-Life, I didn't beat it. It wasn't until later that when I replayed it, that's when I beat it. And then the Source version came out, and I was like, what's the Source version? And I started playing that, and I'm like, oh, it's the same thing. I don't see anything different. And then you kind of notice random stuff.
It's a little nicer.
It's a little nicer. Some of the explosions and stuff, they bounce better. Yeah. And that was cool. And then when Black Mesa came out, I was like, oh, dude, I don't mind. I played this game twice already.
Yeah.
Why not play it again and see what they're doing with it?
Yeah.
And I loaded up Black Mesa, just like, you know, you run through the tram all the way. And then like the first part and just picking up the suit. And then like...
How iconic is that tram section?
It's ridiculous, right? Yeah. It's like, it's so many games use that later. You know,
I remember being in that tram. And you're like, oh, what the fuck is that thing? But now
and you're looking at everything, right? Yeah. And people moving it. Oh, dude, they're having their own life down there.
That's how
I would see it when I was playing on my fucking Hewlett Packard that my dad fucking bought me. It was so cool. It's like, oh, look at that. They're like, and then stuff's happening down there. And like, oh, I feel like I was in Disneyland. It was
welcome
so cool.
to the DLG podcast, where we tell you that Half-Life is a good game.
I know. Best. One of the best games ever, hands down. And Black Mesa just fucking does it, right? And I played Black Mesa for a good two, three hours, and I was like, all right, cool. And then I found out Zen wasn't done. I did see that it was finished, last week? Or the week
before? So total time, Bobby?
2 weeks ago?
I don't know. My computer says 24 hours, but I don't think that's that right. Much. Yeah. What happened, too, I had to replay one level because I tried to load my save, like, right before I reached Zen. So at the very end of whatever level that was, right before Zen, like, I had to replay that whole level because I had to go back. It unlocks the levels as you progress through, but then, of course, you do the whole auto-save thing. Well, and the levels can be very long. Up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, still a great game. Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
You could almost, I mean, you could still play, I don't think this even replaces Half-Life 1. I think you could still play Half-Life 1 and enjoy that, and then also play this as well. That's a lot of Half-Life, but...
You can find out what the origin of the headcrabs are. It's a giant nutsack that hangs underneath a boss. He just shits out fucking...
It's so weird.
Yeah, he just squirts out fucking headcrabs.
But I can't wait to see the difference of, like, what I saw the last time with, like, Source Half-Life... to with Zen. It'll be that day where I'm just like, what do I play? And I just can't play anything, and I just be like, you know, I want to go back to something good. And
I feel like 47 games are on that list that you just mentioned.
For me they're not that many. I don't like to replay a lot of games. I really don't. And Half-Life is one of those. Half-Life, Fallout are the games I love to replay. I started Fallout again, Fallout 3. And but I looked on YouTube for all the best mods for Fallout 3, and that's what I'm doing. So I'm installing all the crazy mods on Fallout 3, and when we play that, and Daniel and I were like, let's play Fallout again. I'm like, cool. And Half-Life is just one of those games you can keep playing over and over and over again. It's such a great game, and it just doesn't change. It was so great back then, and it just fits.
So a lot of the decade lists are being made right now. And there was a guy that I don't know, his video just popped up, roguelikes of the decade. And, you know, he had this point system and he did all this stuff. And, you know, I didn't agree with a lot of what he said, but, you know, the ones that he really said that he's like, this is going to be contentious, but I'm going to put this here. Anyway, on his list, Spelunky, I think, was pretty much number one. Mm-hmm. And I tend to... It's hard to disagree that Spelunky is just fucking so good. But he put Hades on his B list.
It's not even now yet, is it? It's still like early access.
What? Spelunky?
No, Hades.
Oh. Yeah, it's early access. Yeah. Holy shit, if this is fucking early access, it makes other games look stupid. Because I am a sucker for production value. The voice over, the voice acting in this is fucking exceptional. The look is pretty fucking cool. The art is awesome. The story is cool. You play as the son of Hades, which is, I think, a made up character just for this game. Mm-hmm. And all you're trying to do is get out of Hades. You're trying to leave hell.
Wait, what is it? If you watch, what's that show that kids are into right now? That where all the Disney characters got to get all the villains.
Oh yeah, Descendants.
Descendants. Yeah. Milo watching that.
Yeah. It's so kind of like what.
So
that
Hades
is.
Does have a kid.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Technically. Forgot who it is. I actually think it's a girl. But yeah, sorry for interrupting.
No. Dude, she's so into it. We bought her fucking Descendants shoes the other day.
Yeah, she's fucking Gia.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So anyways, do you guys know what we're talking about?
Descendants?
It's all the kids of the evil.
Of the evil. So like Hades married some other, I forgot which.
Maleficent.
Yeah. And they had a kid. And then
it's all the kids of all the bad guys, and they all go to high school.
And they all go to high school together.
Oh. And sing songs.
And sing songs. Yeah. That's all it is.
Anyway. God.
Three movies.
I just unsubscribed from our own podcast. Anyway, it's a roguelike game. It looks a lot like Transistor. Same view, same, a lot of the same art.
It does look intense.
But the action is very fast paced, but you always feel like you're in control. You can, much like very good roguelikes, you know, there's some roguelite in it because you know, you're building up your bedroom and, things in your bedroom help you get stronger so that you can go on. But also during your run, the other gods are cheering you on. So, like, you're not fighting anybody. Everybody's taking this pretty, like, chill. Like, your dad keeps telling you, dude, you're not going to get out. Stop fucking up my whole castle. But we're going to keep rebuilding it. And then the other gods are like, dude, you can get out here. And they keep throwing you, like, buffs. Right?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And then the one time I had to choose between Artemis and Zeus, they both offered me shit at the same time. So I was like, ah, fuck, I have a bow right now. I'm going to go with Artemis. So I grabbed Artemis, and then Zeus was pissed off. So he threw Zeus bad guys at me. And he's like, oh, you fucking choose the wrong one. He threw me a bunch of bad. So I killed them, and he was like, all right, you can have my buff too. So I ended up with both. But it all makes sense contextually. Like, the story makes sense. The voice acting, I told you, is probably the best part of this game. It looks awesome. I love it. It's one of the better roguelikes ever.
So when we go back, I mean, when we keep, right now we're using a lot of Transistor. It's kind of like Transistor. Yeah. I think I'm going to give more credit to be more like Bastion, because Bastion gave life to Transistor.
Yeah, but combat-wise and look-wise, it didn't look like this. Yeah. Yeah.
But if it wasn't for Bastion.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, I'm not, it's like, I'm going to, if you have never played Bastion, you should play Bastion.
Putting an extra vowel in that word.
Bastion?
Bastion, yeah. Isn't it?
Bastion? Is Bastion?
Yeah.
Bastion? Mm-hmm. Is not Bastion?
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-mm.
I thought it was Bastion. Sounds way sicker, dude. Bastion. Bastion.
Bastion.
I was going to say something, man, but apparently I'm not allowed to criticize people.
Hey, Rouge.
No, sure, Bastion is the name of my Bastion? Wild
Guild. Yeah, from Overwatch.
Bastion. Bastion's fucking, it's such a great game. It's like, I feel Bastion's one of those games of the decade. It's one of those games like, wait, did we do our game of the decade?
Oh, I mean, we did not. We could do that. Hey,
but you do know Apex 1 is Apex took our game of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
I won?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How?
Well, they won.
Well, you didn't win. They won.
But yeah.
My suggestion.
We're about to get a bunch of royalties from them and shit. It's crazy. They're sending us all this Apex gear.
It's like, it was everybody's.
How did the debate come?
So it was your first.
By your text, I thought I didn't win.
No.
I literally said you won.
We were being legit. But, we weren't joking.
Yeah.
We texted Chi and been, hey, your game won. And she thought we were fucking with her.
Yeah.
So Chi, you were first place. I mean, that was your first pick, right?
Yeah.
And it was all of our third picks.
Yeah.
So, like, it just kind of got enough points to just edge out.
It was like Disco Elysium was about to take it in a way because it was different.
But hated it.
But I hated
it.
No. It's not that I hate
it. How long did you play that game, right?
I didn't play it at all. So
the first room, I died and I said, fuck this game.
I can't believe you died in the first room.
How do you get a heart attack when you start a game? That's bullshit. No, but my main argument was it wasn't a game for me.
Mm.
You know, it wasn't that much of a game. And then I felt that Apex Legends changed the battle royale genre and made it an actual good one.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, even though PUBG was a great game 2 years ago and it was like what a game of the year because it started a genre, but Apex Legends finally killed it and made a fucking amazing game. Which I can just jump in Apex right now and have an amazing time because it gets updated all the time. And I feel it's better than Fortnite, to be honest.
But so. There are a lot of hackers on it.
It's the same thing. There's hackers everywhere.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even matter.
By the way, Gravity Hertz says that Enter the Gungeon is his first roguelike he ever played. It's pretty fun. That's one of the hardest, if not the hardest roguelikes.
Yeah, it is.
So don't be deterred by that one. They are all hard. That's probably the hardest.
Really? I think I was playing Rad last night.
Oh, yeah.
The Rad's hard, man.
Rad is hard as well.
Because it's just bad.
Hard.
Well, Gungeon
and
doesn't
so you
give
start
you
getting upgrades
after a playthrough, does it? I mean, can you unlock?
No, it's a hardcore roguelike.
Yeah. You don't get anything afterwards.
No. Huh.
No. Fucking, I was playing Rad last night. Rad was, like, so much fun. It was hard. I died too much, man.
Yeah.
And I was just.
You get to upgrade. You get a better bat.
Yeah, but it still wasn't like, and it was cool trying to make the meter go up to, you know, transform and get that random superpower because you don't know what it was.
Yeah.
I got some random brain one where my brain was this big.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Rad is a great roguelike.
Yeah, it's really cool. Really cool game. You guys should check it out. Rad. It's like, what, 15 bucks?
Yeah.
On Steam.
Anyway, I can't rate this any higher.
Hades, dude. Did we get
that
for
overwhelmingly
free?
Positive 7,000 reviews.
Was that free on Epic Store? I think I own it because of Epic Store. I think it was free on Epic Store.
I don't know.
It might have been. I get like 95% of their games. I don't know.
Yeah, I think
it's in early access. I'd be surprised if they gave away an early access game on Epic.
Yeah, it's for Pony.
Tabs is still early access.
Oh,
Tabs?
It is? Huh?
Yeah,
Tabs okay.
Yeah. Tabs was so much fun, too.
Dude, their next update, I was looking at the roadmap yesterday, actually.
I didn't know you can control characters.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought
you could become anybody.
Yeah, so I would, like, some of the ones I won was because I controlled that character.
Yeah, because, oh, man, it's hard. Sometimes you'll fuck it up because, like, if you take a sword guy, you're going to do worse than the AI does. But if you take a ranged character, they don't run.
Yeah.
So if you start running, automatically you're doing better than, like, you know, they do.
Yeah.
But the roadmap, the next thing you're doing, I can't wait for this, custom armies. So, you know, you're going to have your Jedi armies. You're going to have your fucking Voltrons. You're going to have everything.
That's dope.
Yeah, and custom units, obviously, that you're going to have.
I wonder how that production company works when it comes to... If the update happens on Steam, does it also happen on the Xbox, for instance, or on Epic Store?
Usually it's slower. It takes months because there's a lot more legal stuff.
So
when
would Steam
to consoles.
Be Steam would be first, and then it would be Xbox, and then it might be Epic or Xbox. Or
and speaking of legal stuff, let's get into our game night that we had, Bobby. It's all the usual suspects. Tabletop Simulator was a little more. We've been playing that a little more this week. Mm-hmm. I don't know how legally they do this, Bobby.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is mods.
You pretty much, if you buy a Tabletop Simulator, you get every board game, every card game ever made. Yeah.
It's on the darker side of the gray area, right?
I don't know. It's never really come up. I've never heard about anyone having any issue with it. So I don't know.
Ride the wave while you can.
Yeah.
Chi, you ever played it? Tabletop Simulator.
I own the game, and I think I tried to do something with it, but I couldn't figure it out, and then I just left it alone.
It's a little weird, I would say.
Yeah, for the longest time, I didn't really understand what it was, and then using it, it can be a little difficult to get things set up, but all you need is some people to just help you through it. The most popular game on there is Uno, which actually is a pretty good game. I'm surprised we didn't play that, but what we did play was Settlers of Catan. Now, this was my second time playing. I'm still pretty new. I had to be refreshed on everything. This is a huge tabletop board game.
I'll take a hard pass, dude.
Did you do that with the expansion or without it? I feel like Catan, you can pick up pretty easily, but understanding the strategies to win is probably the more so challenging. Mm-hmm.
Now, Chi, you played it a bunch of times?
Yeah, my brother.
I'm guessing that like most of the strategy is in the bartering, like getting what you need, right?
Yeah, I would definitely say it's like it helps to be an actual tabletop game, like physically there. I actually played Talisman physically when I came back down from Lake Tahoe. That's why I wasn't on the last cast New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. I spent in Lake Tahoe. It was amazing.
You played that there?
And on the way, on the way home, I was like, I really want to do a board night game. So on the way home, after a 9-hour drive, we went to Game Empire in Convoy.
Oh, sick.
And picked up Talisman, the original board game, no expansions, and then played it, I think, the next day.
Now, when you brought one over, didn't you bring Talisman over to... Didn't we play one live?
Yeah, we did. Not Whose live, but we played it at Bobby's. That was mine. I lost it in the breakup, and so I had to buy a new one.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
It costed $6,699, though, at the store. It was funny.
$6,699.
That's
pretty cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I like Talisman more. When I first played Settlers of Catan, I actually, you know, I was new, but then I figured it out, and I was like, this is really good. I could get into this. And then, I don't know, the second time playing it, I didn't have as much fun. Yeah.
I feel like the strongest part of Settlers is the bartering, and you could do that in Monopoly. And Monopoly has RNG that I really
It's a much longer game, though.
Yeah, so Settlers of Catan, I love it. It's
People
fun.
Keep saying how long Monopoly is. It's not that long. It's like 2 hours.
In my opinion, it's pretty competitive. Whereas like with Talisman, when we played it, or recently, or whenever I play Talisman, it's this last time I played Talisman, I got turned into a toad round one, like first die roll.
And you have to stay
toad for three rounds, not 3 pounds. And then my boyfriend, was an assassin, and one of the first rounds, somebody got the card Pestilence, which means you can only move one space per round.
Okay.
And so I would try to move, and he was right next to me when I turned into a toad. So for each space I moved, he would move on my space, duel me, and assassinate me as a toad. So I lost all but 2 lives. Jeez. And this is my boyfriend I'm talking
that was
about.
Rude.
I know, but guess what? Like,
you
I
didn't
actually,
get laid that night. I'll guess that right off the bat.
Hey, if I was dating Bobby the night we played fucking Binding, fuck you, Bobby.
The crazy thing was, I actually ended up coming out on top because I won the game.
Oh,
and okay. I was gonna go with more or less the underdog.
Because he realized that he wasn't going to get laid that night.
No, there's no way about it. There's so much like RNG in that game, and you could literally be toad round one and losing the entire game, and then all of a sudden I'm there about to get the crown. In the command, so it's pretty awesome. That's what I love about Talisman. Like, every game is like a different story.
I haven't played it on TTS yet, but I want to.
It's still a game night and play Binding again. I had so much fun playing.
So,
that.
Dude, I played with on Tabletop Simulator. Everybody loved it. They're like, this is awesome.
Oh my god, it's such
and how
it's
many
a
players
game.
Could you have in Binding of Isaac?
Four.
Four
is the maximum.
Four, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So only 4 people. Oh, it was kind of tough because we had quite a few people on game night. And you know what? Game night, so that was January 5th. If you missed it, too bad. You know, catch us on the next one. But just recently, a lot of people have been gaming on Discord.
Like, yeah.
We've been awesome.
Having some impromptu game nights.
Yeah. Mostly because of, we'll talk about the next one.
Days been killing it with
Days,
game nights. Good job, Days.
Days and the WAMD worm.
Yeah, like, with the worms.
WAMD.
WAMD. WMD.
So Worms WMD.
Oh, WMD.
So if you want to join us for game night, check out our Discord. But you definitely need Tabletop Simulator, and Worms WMD is just the really hot right now. And also golf.
You just did it, dude. You said WMD.
I hate saying this on the podcast, but for those guys that don't want to pay, cough up all the money, there's a lot of websites out there that you can get Tabletop Simulator for cheaper. So you can get it for like $5, $6.
If
you
go to anywhere.
Kinguin, cdkeys.com, G2A, they have it on there for very cheap. So if you guys, you know, but I really recommend buying on Steam so you can really support the developer.
Yeah. Yeah. They deserve it. But Worms WMD has been a big hit lately.
Because it's so casual.
Yeah.
It is casual. So I'm very familiar with Worms. I played a lot of Worms back in the day, but there have been so many revisions of this game, so many new versions of it. So Worms WMD came out in 2016, and the biggest differences I noticed that took a little getting used to for me is, number one, vehicles. First of all, there's a lot of new weapons. There's all these, like this whole menu of weapons. I don't know what any of them do.
Crafting.
Yeah. There's crafting, and then there's vehicles. So crafting, you can make your own weapons. You can go around the map, gather resources, and then like build a turret from TF2 and plant that down.
I used it the other day. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's very good. It just kind of like holds position. If people move a bit, it shoots at them.
Yeah.
But not very friendly for a keyboard console or a keyboard mouse.
No, dude. Like, even controller is like, it's half fumblecore. Like, I don't know if they did it on purpose, but it's just not intuitive. Nothing about it is intuitive.
Oh, that's
I feel like it's a little bit on purpose. I feel like they want people to make mistakes because it's hilarious when people fuck up and jump in the ocean.
Yeah, those are the funniest times.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Worms is a great game. Worms is one of my first games ever playing, and that's because my friend Gabriel was such a huge guy. He was so big on Worms, and I always told him, Worms is luck, bro. It doesn't really matter. You just might win, might not win. It doesn't really matter. It's just a game of luck.
No way.
There's a lot of skill shots.
He always fucking won.
That's cricket. Cricket wins cricket. Like 90% of the time. No.
Let me jump
He's looking up strats.
Let me jump on that shit. I'll the rest of the next one.
The rest of us are just having drinks, having a good time. Cricket's winning. Cricket's all just the time. Orbital strike.
He's got like a special webpage where he goes, if the worm is here and I'm here, which fucking degree for this shot?
Yeah.
What do you do for this grenade? Or
I guess
for that
they
shit?
Say success is 90% preparation.
Preparation,
10%
opportunity.
Execution.
Execution.
Yeah. He definitely does the preparation.
Ah, man, Worms is such a great game, though. It's and I feel like every update to the game, every time it comes out again, has been great, except for Worms 3D. But every Worms has been awesome.
And here's the thing,
except for Worms 3D.
When you're playing with 8 people, you take your turn. You don't even have to say, I'll be back. You can just leave. You can go walk your dog.
Yeah.
Not really that much, but you have about 7 to 8 minutes.
Just go around the cul-de-sac. Just go around the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
A fun part of this game, too, is creating your team, coming up with a funny name, giving them like funny speeches.
I got mine. So when you guys were playing for game night, I jumped on my computer and I'm like, ah, shit, everyone's jumping off. Because I saw when it started. And I'm like, I'm leaving the house right now. Damn it. It's so good. There was so many people on. And then when I came back, there was like 4 people on. All right, cool. I'm going to jump on. And then I created my team. I made it funny enough to be like, this is Ray's team. Everyone will know. And then I tried joining the last invite I got from Cricket.
I logged off. And then as soon as I logged off, before I closed Discord, I saw that you had taken my place.
Oh, was it me?
Yeah.
No, but they all stopped playing, so I couldn't jump on the server. When I clicked on the server, everyone was off already.
Oh,
so.
Gotcha.
So I just played some Call of Duty.
All right, so Worms WMD, definitely pick that one up and hit us up on Discord.
Yeah.
You can never go wrong. You can never go wrong.
Weapons of mass destruction.
No, probably Worms of mass destruction.
Worms of mass destruction.
I would imagine.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's a great game. Worms has always been a classic, and you can't go wrong, except for Worms 3D.
I played like the first one.
You guys never played Worms 3D?
When it was on Newgrounds or something.
Flash?
Or just
they made a Flash version of it. They did, because it was so basic.
E-Bombs or Newgrounds? It's probably...
E-Bombs, that's awesome. You know E-Bombs?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, E-Bombs World? You're my age. Same shit, yeah. Mm-hmm. E-bombs. The E-bombs not safe for work was the worst not safe for work in the world. Do you remember that?
Try 4chan, dude.
I didn't
know. No, well, that's 4chan. But I mean, eBombs was the most casual website where you just go watch your viral videos or some funny shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you clicked on Not Safe for Work, it was like someone just got murdered. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It just went.
I didn't even know
zero to 100.
Was that section. I never noticed
zero
it.
Zero to 100.
Hi, Big
Real
Bro.
Quick.
That's my big brother.
Oh.
My big brother had his baby.
Sup, homie? Right. Congratulations. Yeah. I'm about to have
E-bombs
one.
E-bombs world? I know.
Literally about maybe to die.
I know.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Could you imagine I'm drunk in the fucking...
Hey, dude. Hey. A lot of my friends have been there. Yeah. I've actually ran with a friend out and about. A hardcore night.
I imagine you're going to be there, right?
Yeah. Of course. She's my best friend. Mm-hmm. Can I still be Deal Ray? Can I be another Deal Ray? Yeah, of course. I love it.
All right, sorry. Somebody move this along. I'm getting emotional.
Games Done Quick is going on right now as we speak. We're missing the best part of it, as a matter of fact. They're doing, what time is it? Oh, yeah, it's probably happening right now. So they were doing, in a row, Doom, the Sigil levels, a Medieval, which is like an old, like, copycat kind of Doom game, but really good. And also Doom 2016 on Nightmare. So some really good runs happening right now. Yesterday, they did Binding of Isaac Afterbirth, which was a really good run. That was probably the highlight of the day. And
I got to see that.
Yeah, you should watch it. It was pretty good. I saw it live. It was great. So if you don't know what Games Done Quick is, it's it happens twice a year. It's a big event where they speed run games. If you don't know what speed running is, look it up. You beat a game as quick as possible.
Yeah.
People are beating, like, they beat Sonic the Hedgehog from 2006 in like 50 minutes or under 50 minutes. So they just speed run games, beat them in insanely fast times. We also missed, they're doing Outer Worlds. Right as we started the podcast, I was watching a bit of it, but they were doing
16 minutes.
I don't know what it was. Usually those games are pretty quick because there's a lot of glitches and hacks that you can...
What I really liked about the Outer Worlds one before GDQ was there was the developers watched the 60-minute run and then commented on while they were watching it.
Hmm.
Kind of like a reaction video. By the developers, and they're like,
"Oh, that's cool."
They're like, "Oh, that's what he did here," and that was I really enjoyed that. Again, on God, why Dead Cells? I don't think it happened at GDQ, but I've seen twice that somebody had a sub 7-minute run on 5-cell difficulty, and it just makes you feel stupid, man. I felt like I've wasted 40 hours playing fucking Dead Cells, man. I'm like, because zero.
Well, there are some speed runs that involve a lot of luck, too.
Well, there's definitely luck, but there was on this one for Dead Cells, they weren't falling through walls. They weren't jumping through walls. This is just straight up execution. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, well play.
Yeah, in a game like that, I guess you'd have to.
And those are the ones that I really enjoy the most. I like the ones without the glitches, personally.
Yeah, what was that one? Cuphead, that was a great run. So on Binding of Isaac Afterbirth, they say, these are the tags here, R+7S6, and it's on PC. I don't know what that means, though, R+7S6.
Neither do I.
Okay. They did also yesterday do Star Wars Escape from Yavin. This is a mod for Jedi Academy, which I thought was pretty cool. Got to replay that game.
No, you don't.
Coming up, let's see. Anything catch your eye here? Hotline Miami.
What was the time on the nightmare mode of Doom?
I don't know. They probably just finished it, or it's happening. Let's see, 7:52 p.m. That happens in like 40 minutes.
Where are the walking simulators on this game?
I bet they can glitch.
Home. How quickly can you go home?
Well, you can. What's the one that I always? Oh, first of all, you can be gone home in like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
If you just go get the last key and go to the right place, I think you can beat it. And like, it's something you can find online. And the other one is Far Cry 4, which is the one in the Himalayas, Baba?
Yeah, it's 4.
Yeah, that one, if you just stay, I love...
What's in those cups, by the way, my big brother asked?
Whiskey and mineral water.
Yeah.
I love how you just gave me straight whiskey on rocks.
I asked you, do you want straight?
Yeah.
I think you said yeah.
You want drink? Here you go.
Yeah, so you only got like the clean version of it. Just straight up whiskey on the rocks. Oh, yeah. It's flavored.
Far Cry 4. If you just stay at the table like the guy tells you, you win the game.
Yeah.
He's supposed to give you the kingdom. But obviously, you always get up from the table and you just go start looking around. The game starts. Mm-hmm. But if you actually listen to him. Anyway.
I wonder what the... Thanks for the bitties, bro. 100 bits. Thank my big you. Brother.
All right.
Let's go.
Cheers to the new baby, to Norchi. My brother named my baby niece after me.
What's the first name? Nora?
Nora.
Nora.
Norchi.
Norchi.
Norchi. That actually fits perfect.
It does.
So good.
It's so cute. I love it.
It's really cute.
Why did you name her Smooch? Just kidding.
No, don't fuck her up like that, man. You're good with Chi. Keep it a Chi. You're good. Don't listen to drunk ass Chi right now.
I'm not even drunk.
She's drunk, guys. She's drunk. I can tell.
I know. I cried so hard when I found out for days, literally. So, and then you're about to have your first baby.
Oh, that's so good. Awesome.
Luna Chi.
So just awesome.
Kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm excited. Why don't you knock up your girl, dude?
It's happening.
We have
it's
happening. Simo babies.
It's happening this year. That's the thing. So it'll be a year off.
Babies in stereo.
Yeah. So I.
Big bro's looking after me.
There was a lot of talk this week. A lot of changes happening in my life. But we'll talk about that later. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Pretty sure. So here's the thing. My big brother named our baby, his second born child. With my middle name, I have a big sister, and I know she's salty. I know she's salty, but she has two kids. It's the second daughter. I'm the second born daughter as well in my family. And I don't have kids, and in case I don't have kids, we've got Nora Chi, so she's going to carry on my rage legacy.
It doesn't matter anymore when it comes to age.
I'm going to teach her how to play Monopoly, big brother.
It's like, you can have kids, so you're fucking 40 now.
I'm so into Monopoly right now.
Don't play Monopoly with me.
I'm so down for Monopoly. Cheek, do you want to stay and play Binding of Isaac with us?
No, I want
to. I can't do it. I got to go to bed.
Damn it.
All right. Yeah. I go to bed at 8 p.m., guys.
I'm tired.
8, 9.
Yeah, it makes sense. That's around the time I want to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
So a lot of good runs coming up here. Check the schedule for that. GamesDoneQuick.com. Some really great ones. I'm just scrolling through and I'm seeing just a handful of ones that I definitely want to check out. That game with a bunch of V's, like VVVVV, that game is super hard. I'll check
super
that
hard.
Out.
Super hard, yeah.
Subnautica. Don't know what that's going to look like, but okay.
Yeah.
They're guessing an hour 5 on that one.
Really?
Jeez.
Yeah. You can handle that shit in an hour?
Hour 5,
Hey, Bobby. How? I was seeing, again, I have saw a lot of these of the decade. Like, I think it was PC Gamer, like, PC moments. One of them was, like, seeing the Leviathan for the first time in Subnautica. Was that, like, something special for you?
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a behemoth underwater.
All right, way to cut it down.
BioShock, 55 minutes, that'll be good. Wolfenstein Youngblood, hour 10. Okay. Oh, that's going to be co-op. That'll be cool to watch. Yeah, there's going to be some great stuff here. Guarantee if you go through the schedule, you're going to find some games.
Are these speedruns? Sorry, I just missed everything.
Yeah, these are all speedruns.
Fuck.
Where have you been for 15 minutes?
I was making you a drink. I took a piss. I contemplated taking a shit. And now I'm back here.
All right,
go. Who's running on Chi time? China time.
No, when I worked at Sony, the last I worked at Sony, I was working on one title. I forgot what my title was, actually. I don't remember what title I was working on.
You're probably working on MLB.
No, not MLB. No, fuck. I was never on the MLB team.
Oh, okay.
Never. Fuck that team. The only time I worked on MLB was for audio, but not
on... Only, like, 3 games come out of that studio. It's, like, MLB, God of War.
God of War is actually from Santa Monica.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we tested it.
I don't remember.
But so San Diego tested it, but it was from the Santa Monica studio.
Okay.
And, No, it was NBA for a while, and even fucking Drake, Nathan Drake. What's Nathan Drake's game? Uncharted. So I worked on that, too. That's the game. I worked on the PSP version. But anyways, I forgot what title it was, and then when Uncharted 3 was happening, my friend Miles was the fastest time of completing Uncharted 3, which is, like, a long game, because, like, as much as you, like... Playing on normal difficulty, he beat it like under 3 hours or at 3 hours. Mm. And I was like, oh, fuck it. I wasn't on that title. And I was like, ah, shit, that's fucking crazy. And then one night, I was like, I walked over to the lead and I was like, hey, what's up? I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to get fired. And I was like,
it was Chad.
Let me know. It wasn't
Chad. By the way, he worked there at the same time.
It was because Chad wasn't a, he wasn't a,
he was lead at the time.
Yeah, he wasn't a, no, because he was in the, he was in, so when I worked
we're with getting Chad, super specific. Hey, let's finish the story.
When I worked with Chad, it's because when I was interning there, because it was with Sony, the actual development company. When I worked there, actually, like, it was with the testing. So it's a different, it was a different company.
Nobody
anyways,
cares.
Anyways, and I jumped on it, and I beat Uncharted in 3.5 hours, and it was, like, around the same time as Miles. So it was cool. It was my fastest speed run ever in a game. It was really cool.
Who's the guy that was doing the Mirror's Edge a lot?
Probably was that Lab Monkey?
Yeah, Lab Monkey was doing, I think so.
No, oh,
that was his thing. So you get into it, right?
You like, get into it, because, like, yeah. So I would always, after work, I'd be like, hey, let me hop on with you guys just for fuck of it. And I would just sit in a just a
what cubicle?
And there weren't cubicles. It was sad at Sony, man. This is the reason why a lot of money was lost.
It was like a sweatshop.
It was a sweatshop, dude.
Beanbag.
We had our stations. Yeah. It was here's my station, and then there's the next guy next to me. And we're working. It was so fucked up. Anyways,
it was your PlayStation.
Yeah.
I'll be here all week.
Anyways, but yeah, I worked on it a lot, and then I got it.
Ray, stop talking. We got to.
Anyways,
on,
go. Hey, was it my turn?
About what? No, your turn's over. About what?
Boneworks.
Oh yeah,
Boneworks?
Go for it.
All right, let's hear about it.
Boneworks. Fuck.
It's doing really well.
God damn, man. I have never invested this amount of time in a VR game.
So, really quick, let me cut you off, because I'm so lost on this. Is it a physics simulator, or is it a game?
It's a fucking game. Straight-up story.
And then, within the game, has a lot of physics play in it?
A lot of physics play. Okay. A ridiculous amount of physics play. Okay. A ridiculous amount of very Half-Life. Mm-hmm. It's too much Half-Life. It's way too much Half-Life. It's a ridiculous amount of Half-Life.
When you're saying too much, are you saying that it's not enjoyable?
No. It's just they use a lot of Half-Life. Everything. It looks like you're running in Half-Life. Yeah. I'm not joking. I feel like I'm in Half-Life. I have 4 hours in this game. They have bots that jump at you, and they feel like the fucking... what are they called?
The crabs.
Yeah,
crabs. Oh yeah, I just saw one.
Yeah, they look like them. Oh, that part right there exactly just happened on the trailer, and that part too. Holy sh! I played through all these things that I'm watching right now. I played through that too.
Most people are listening, dude.
It's like you played this game. I know. But I'm saying it's just there's so much stuff in this game. It's ridiculous. It's a great.
You gotta have a crowbar.
Yeah, it's a. I think the crowbar's a joke. I think the whole crowbar thing is a joke. It was just they. I feel like they tried really hard to reference on Half-Life, give you a lot of the what do you call these
nostalgia?
It's not just the nostalgia. It's just the physics in this game are ridiculous. First of all, the game starts off as let me give you a museum of VR.
Mm-hmm.
This is how VR started, and this is how VR is now.
Okay,
so it's really cool.
So you're walking through this museum.
You're walking through the museum. And you're like, this is how it is. And there's teleporting, guys. Yeah. And you can teleport. And it's really cute. And then there's other stuff that's happened in life where, like, they match your feet and they do all this stuff. Yeah. And it's just, you know, some of it you can actually try out. Some of the stuff you can't. But you start off with your museum. You go through the museum. You press buttons. And you, like, buttons. And fuck you, dude. But, and, like, you press them. And it shows you this happened in VR. This is how VR exists now. Then once you get to a certain point, it goes, meh. It's like, you know, something's wrong in this game. And it's like, what the fuck? So I thought I was just
something's
playing.
Wrong at the museum.
Yeah. So something's wrong here. Right. And then you find out that there are developers creating a VR technology in this world and all this thing. And there's something wrong with it. Everyone's locked out. You're the only one of the people that work for this VR company that's still in the system.
Okay.
You're still in the...
So you got to fix it from the inside.
So let's fix it from the inside.
There's a virus?
Yeah, kind of.
Something like that?
I'm not 100% sure yet
okay.
what it is, but it's fucked up. It's wrong. and you start getting like, this is a really funny thing. One of the actors, which, okay, so this is a really cool thing. We still haven't interviewed these guys. These are the guys from Node. If you guys follow YouTube, you guys watch Node. Node is a really cool YouTube channel. You guys check them out. They do a lot of like reviews on VR games or any other games. And they also do videos on just funny videos. Like they would make Node, Diego. If you guys know Diego, remember Diego? He was on the episode last week. Was it last week? Diego worked with the people from Node before. They filmed a Army of Two. There was a game that came out a long time ago. You guys ever heard of Army of Two? He helped them film and produce a really cool video he worked with Node. Holy shit, there's ammo in that fucking thing. I should check that one out later. Anyways, so these guys from Node, they made this game. They also made the game the Duck VR game. Remember the Duck Shooter that looked like you were playing the
Duck Gun?
Like Duck Hunt?
Yeah, I don't remember.
But you remember that VR game?
No.
It's the same company that made this game.
I can envision it, though.
Anyways, so these guys made a game, and they were like, let's make a VR game that's really... Oh, dude. I did that.
Oh, that's awesome.
I did that without watching this video.
Someone just
throw a fucking block
on the bad guys.
On the bad guys. Anyways... This game has the best physics I've ever played in a VR game. I played several VR games. Some are more intense than others. This game is way, way intense.
Well, I would imagine that like some... Okay. Some of the like... What do you call it? That part where it's Val's version. The lab.
Mm-hmm.
The physics in that are fantastic.
Yeah.
But it's only for 5 minutes.
Imagine
this
the lab.
Is a whole game.
Imagine the lab for 10 hours.
Right.
Maybe. And I feel like it's more, man.
Yeah.
The game.
Where's the immersion at?
The game starts off with, okay, like I said, the museum. But the museum is like, hey, how about you climb here? And I'm like, okay, so I'm climbing. I'm working my way up to the fucking platform where they continue. Let's break this. Let's shoot this. Let's shoot that. It's really fucking great, man. Yeah. Like these physics are amazing. Like
so, an hour in, 2 hours in. How immersed are you? And
I am 4 hours in. I played 3 hours straight of VR, and I've never done that before. I got nauseous. I've never gotten nauseous before in VR ever. And I feel the only reason I got nauseous is because this game does not teleport. You know, most games in VR...
There's a walking one.
Yeah. You press the button, you teleport to that port, to that part. Kind of like Arizona Sunshine.
Or a button.
Yeah. Fuck you. So, like if you're playing Arizona Sunshine, you're teleporting to each spot. Here, you're not. You're pressing your right joystick, your right controller.
And walking.
And you're walking. You're actually walking. So, you're floating. You feel that flow sensation. No joke. In order to avoid the nauseousness, I would step on purpose in my room, so I would feel that, and my hopefully helping my mind. Really, kind of. I don't know.
You weren't looking crazy at all.
No one's looking at me.
Have your brother try this?
No, not yet. No,
it's all mine.
No, dude, this game is fantastic. The puzzles are amazing. There's this puzzle in this game. It's a really simple puzzle, but it was about grabbing a block and making that block, which becomes a platform that crosses you over to the other side. You had to pull it from one side of the warehouse to the other side of the warehouse, right?
Okay.
And you had these metal hooks, and you would grab them and try to pull them in, and then you had to put weight down on them. And then after you do that and you make a platform, you have to find a way to climb on it. And you have to grab stuff from everywhere.
Physics.
This game is just all physics. And it's so great. It's just... I think one of the coolest things I did in this game was climb a shelf where you look up and you use the controller and try to find that shelf. If I just reached up... You know, I'm 6 foot tall. I reach... Because the game asks you how tall you are.
Oh.
And I put 6 foot, and they're like, all right. And they estimate, and they're like, you're 2 centimeters above 6 foot. That's what my sensor's read.
Right.
And so let's adjust it. So they adjusted it. And I'm standing there, and I tippy toe, and by tippy toeing, I reach. Are you okay, Chi?
I don't have as much room on the couch as I usually do with Barry. No, you gave me this thing back. That's why.
It's because we started renting the room out.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
But we could take it back out.
I was like, what?
She just did a fucking front flip. We were wondering why.
So I tippy-toed up to grab up on the ledge, grabbed the other ledge, and there was an ammo box right there.
Super satisfying.
I made sure I grabbed the ammo box, and I knew if I threw it down with force, it would break, and I would get the ammo out of it, and I did. And it was the most satisfying thing I've ever done in fucking VR ever.
So is it safe to say that this is your favorite VR game of all time?
This is safe to say that this is the best VR game ever to come out now to this date. And I played several VR games, and this is like...
Now, I wouldn't say...
This is a combination of Pavlov together with, Arizona Sunshine. Imagine every VR game imaginable. This is their all the physics. This is a culmination of it. And I can only imagine... I can't imagine how...
How much better Alex
will be.
Well, it's going to...
It's the graphics. That's the only thing.
Exactly what I was about to say.
That's the only thing I can say.
And a story.
Probably a better story. Yeah. No, but the story's great so far. It's like you started off and you're just like, bing.
Right.
It just started.
Right. I'm fucking sold.
Dude, this game.
We're all sold, right?
Everyone needs to buy Boneworks. If you own VR, Boneworks is the game to own. And it fucks with you. It has some really crazy, awesome story elements where your bots are they're called null bodies, I believe, a null. When they evolve, and then you have the development software company coming in and destroying them and creating virtual bots to destroy the virtual reality. It's so cool.
We get it.
Just buy
it's awesome.
Buy this shit. It's just I can take hours talking about this game.
We could tell. But I get it. I'm more excited than I was.
And you know what's so cool? It's something like I can just give you the headset and just play the first hour of it where it's just like the physics part.
Yeah.
And that is also just so fun. Such a great game.
I'm sold, dude.
This game should be
Bobby.
Hands down.
Can we buy VR now?
Boneworks.
We'll talk about it later.
It's just, I don't know. I had people watching me on the stream last night, and they were just like, really, you're doing that? And I'm like, yeah, this is so fucking cool.
It's really me, bro.
I know. Yeah. Everyone should buy Boneworks. I'm just saying it. Just try it out. Check it out. You would not return this game within the 2 hour status that Steam gives you. If you own VR, own Boneworks. It is probably the best VR game I've ever played in my life.
Now, I would say, is like Beat Saber is... amazing, but it's amazing in a different way.
You can't really even put them in the same category. You can't because how amazing does that game look? Even though it's so basic, right? It looks amazing.
It looks amazing.
This game does not look amazing. It feels amazing. It feels amazing. It's just the physics in this fucking game. These guys did a great job. Like I
think it's absolutely amazing that this is showing very promising everything. It's almost like building a foundation of what physics can even become or start to be when it comes to VR. So I think that's a huge deal.
It's like a giant toy box.
A guy came at me
and he was like, ugh, bro. And it's like, what the fuck? And I didn't have my gun on me. So I was able to grab his face and keep him away from hitting me. And I busted out my fucking gun and busted a cap in his ass.
Damn.
It was the coolest thing I've ever done in my life.
Damn.
It was great. Boneworks. It's just awesome. Everyone try it out.
$30 for this game.
And the price point is amazing. Most VR games like this complex and this long are not $30 or more.
Nothing exists. Alex, nothing exists.
If you want to buy Fallout and the normal price is $60, Skyrim is $60,
which is a mod.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
So it's just Boneworks is a must buy. If you own VR, you have to own Boneworks. It's amazing. It's so much fun, and you will never, you'll never hate this game. It's just so great.
Thanks, dude.
Oh, man, such a good game.
What's next, Bobby?
All right. I just want to give a quick shout out or an open invitation for anybody who wants to learn how to play I talked about this a couple weeks ago, the Star Wars customizable card game.
I told you I wanted to play.
Yeah, we can play. I've got some
Bobby
decks,
hates me, dude.
No, dude, you're just never online at the same time I am.
All right.
We have the exact same schedule these
days. The problem with this is it is
two players. It's 1v1. So, you know, even at game night, this was kind of hard to, you know.
Yeah, throw out there.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a group thing, which is really tough to do. So, we were playing Tabletop Sim. I had talked a couple weeks ago how there was this website I used like maybe 9 years ago called Holotable, some software you could download to play it. Okay, that's gone. Nobody uses that anymore. Then I found it was on Tabletop Sim. They had all the cards. They had some custom or some pre-built decks. I was like, okay, cool. So Sniper and I played around just to test it out. The deck was absolutely terrible, though. But then I started doing some Googling. I searched for... just like a Discord for this, and I found one with a couple people on. I started asking around. Apparently, this is what people are using now. So if you don't know what Star Wars CCG is, it's basically Magic, but with Star Wars. It's not exactly Magic. It's like its own thing. It's actually a very complex game. And over the years, like in the 90s when this was out, it kind of got more and more complex. I stopped playing right around 2000 before it really went off the deep end. But... apparently, everybody's playing on this site called GEMP, G-E-M-P.
Now, Bobby, before you left, were all those expansions out?
No. So it's starting from the
beginning. So there's new shit you haven't even seen yet.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm still figuring out a lot of this stuff. I stopped right about... God, really? Was it that far? Yeah. I mean, I stopped like halfway. Right about here. Yeah. Like halfway. There's so much more. And
that's
they started
exciting,
putting,
right?
Yeah, it's cool. It's a lot more for me to learn. And they're putting in like prequel characters. And there's also virtual cards where people just make up their own cards. And you can choose which versions you want to play. But it's a card game. Games usually take about an hour. But everybody's playing on this website called GEMP SWCCG. And it does everything for you. And it makes it so easy. Like the game actually... like, does not let you break the rules of the game. So, you know how we were talking about tabletop and card games last week, how you can kind of...
you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, really. Yeah. And it kind of depends on your interpretation of the rules and how you read the cards. Not with this. Like, they've got this whole advanced rule book that's like 200 pages long. And, like, they've got this web-based software built up where you can play versus each other. And it doesn't allow you to break the rules. So, it makes things a lot easier because you never make mistakes. When you have a battle, like, it automatically calculates the power on each side and the attrition. So it is kind of nice. Now the problem with this is there's interrupt cards that you can play at just about any time. Right. So after every single action, there's a ready check for the other player. It gives you 5 seconds to respond to that.
That's how Magic is. Five seconds.
Well, it gives you a little more. Once you hover over it, it starts counting down. So
you could also say no right away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you don't want to take too long because you have an hour to play. It's like chess. You hit the little clock thing. Like, each player has an hour of game time. So I won my first game. I was totally losing, but I actually won because the guy I was playing ran out of time. Yeah. But it's really fantastic. And like, I tested it out, like GEMP. I played it on there the other night just to kind of test it out and figure it out and see how everything works. And it's great. Like, I love this game, and I'd love to get back into it. And there's people playing. I mean, there's 13 tables going right now, 36 people. I mean, it's not a huge crowd, but...
does money
that's enough to
come
go
into
have
it at
time.
Any point?
Money? No. No.
Okay.
See, down, that's the thing. Like, as awesome as this is, and as much as I'm kind of, like, reliving some of this and enjoying it, and it's, like, all Star Wars and everything, it's missing a component. Because back in the day when you bought a couple packs and you'd open them and you'd flip through for the rares and like cross your fingers and then you'd get this really good card. I remember getting Yoda in a pack and I was just like, oh my God, because none of my friends had it, you know, and it's like a very rare card.
I mean, dude, in Magic, everybody alludes to this time. They all say it. Oh, back when Magic was fun. See, what happens is like at a certain point, this happens with anything that gets serious. Like, you get into something, you're so into it, you're finding all about it, you're buying all the beginner shit, and you're like, this is awesome. And then you get to the competitive scene, and it stops being technically fun. It's more about just competition, and only winning is fun, and it takes away the hours per hour fun.
Yeah.
That happens in anything serious. Yeah. And, that's what happens in this game, Bobby.
Like, well, the cool thing is, like, what I've done is I built a lot of theme decks. So if anybody wants to play and learn this, I'll totally walk you through it. And I built some decks that are like, you know, it's always light side versus dark side. So I've got one that's like the attack run on the Death Star versus the dark side trying to blow up a planet with the Death Star, or I've got one that's the Battle of Echo Base on Hoth, and I've got one that's like the duel between Vader and Luke on Cloud City.
Nice.
So I've got these theme decks, but you know, the great part about these customizable card games is that you get all these cards and you figure out your own strategy and you build these decks and you find synergies between different cards and, you know, you create that and then you take that and you test your metal against other people and, you know, they have their own objectives and things they're trying to do and you're trying to like counteract that while getting yours done. And that's really the beauty of it. So I don't know, the theme decks are great and they're fun, but really the game's about, you know, it's about crafting and strategy. So, nice. Yeah, if anyone wants to learn that, I posted in the LFG channel on Discord. Definitely hit me up. You know, I'm back to work, so my time is very limited, but I will definitely make time for that.
All right. I wanted to add one thing to when I was typing out, I forgot to add some Call of Duty, the Spec Ops part of it. So this week, because you know, I've given a lot of praise to Call of Duty Modern Warfare, the new one. Mm-hmm. And it started off as my game of the year, and then I ended up switching it up to Outer Worlds because I played, oh my god, I have 10 hours in Outer Worlds right now, and where I'm at is not even that high. It's not even that far. It's because I just like to do every mission and I like to inspect every little fucking nook and cranny mm-hmm. in the game, where it makes my game way longer, because that's how I played Fallout. But I played Call of Duty Modern Warfare again, and which I play all the time, but I tried the new mode, Spec Ops. Well, is that a new mode? It's not a new mode, sorry. But Spec Ops is the GTFO version. It's the Left 4 Dead version of it. It's like, it's the hordes running at you.
Zombies.
Yeah, well, they're not zombies.
Bad guys.
Okay. And Call of Duty Spec Ops is the funnest mode I've ever played, because it's better than the original Spec Ops from Modern Warfare 2-1, maybe. Yeah. I don't remember, but it's fucking great. And
four player co-op.
If you don't have your full four player team, you still get people to come in. And I played this. It was me, it was D-Rob from our Discord, it was Captain Gummy, and it was Cricket. And we played, and then we did more games. Drew played too, and everyone's obsessed with this. This is the hardest. Because when you were talking about GTFO being super hard, I was like, "How hard is it, bro?" Because Call of Duty is fucking hard.
Yeah, a lot of
like,
preparation.
We tried. I think we tried. We'd give it two tries with the OG crew. Three or four tries with Diego and randoms. And then Diego played with Drew and a little kid, which was supposedly the funniest thing ever, was because the little kid was like, "Don't worry, guys. I'm going to run up to kill everyone. Oh, I died. Could you revive me?" And then everyone's like, "You ran like five parts of part of us, so no." And he's like, "Oh, guys." And then he would revive and be like, "Hey, guys, I'm with you guys again. What's up?" It was the funniest thing ever. But Spec Ops is actually, I feel like it's better than zombies, man. It's like Call of Duty. If I would have played Spec Ops before our game of the year, I would have thrown, I would have been like, fuck, out of Worlds.
I don't think you remember, dude. At the end of the day, you did Modern Warfare, not Outer Worlds.
I did Outer Worlds when I was here. And then, and then I kind of said, like, Modern World's great.
Yeah, you were on the fence.
I was on the fence because they're both great games.
Yeah.
It's just the online multiplayer for Call of Duty was just, they killed it, man. They really killed it. But it's like, I feel like every game should have a Battle Royale now. It's like an automatic. It's like
every shooting game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But
puzzle simulator would do terribly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It would be fun though, right? It's like who grabs the last piece? Think about it. Oof. It's like, oh shit. It's like shit. I feel like if they spread out all the puzzle pieces, you really try to be like, that's gonna be the last piece.
Sometimes I like to camp with the last piece.
And wait till they get the whole puzzle done. It's a hold
and
it.
Just fucking
boom.
Kill shot.
Yeah. Done.
Sounds good. Nobody else thinks this is funny. Right, let's move on.
Anyways, you guys just honestly, play Call of Duty. It's a great game. Spec Ops adds so much more. It's ridiculous. Just Chad, pay me. Anyways.
All right. We got a little bit of news, and then we've only got a few listener questions. And then that's a wrap.
Let me do a plug real quick. Insidious.com. It's my Insidious with the word seed in it. It is my little baby side project, which, man, I'm selling more to fucking construction workers than I've done to my podcast listeners. But yeah, so I want to thank everybody for the first round. Like, I know it's a little expensive. We put it at $12.99. Because we made the money for the first adopters and we can bring our costs down because we're buying bigger amounts, we're going to be having a price break here coming up pretty soon. I have to talk to my partner about where that's going to be, but it doesn't matter. Still stands, and probably forever. If you put capital D, capital L, capital G, you're going to get 10% of your entire order off. So that basically negates shipping or tax or however you want to look at it. So, yeah. Or just order it now because we're still in debt.
It's fucking delicious. If you guys haven't tried it, it's probably one of the... It's like I gave it to my mom. And my mom is like the creator of salsa, right? I feel like every Mexican mom is creator of salsa.
That's what they do.
They have like, no, baby, you don't understand. Yeah, this salsa is the best salsa ever.
And they make up words for chiles, yeah. I swear.
That doesn't exist, mom. There's no such thing as an apple tree, chile, verde, amarillo, rojo, you know, and just comes up with a million words. No, stop making up words. It's not, no.
And I gave el chile de dragón.
El chile del dragón.
You're making up fantasy creatures.
El chile del dragón del tío que llegó amarillo, rojo, y verde. It's not cool. No. And my mom tried this, and she was just like, holy shit. This is amazing. And my and here's...
Chi, what are you doing
and
with your foot?
What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know. It just looked really big for 1 second. I just wanted to make
your
sure.
Your whole foot?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I
know that feeling.
Sure
I know
bloated.
That feeling. I was like, oh, man, it looks so big for a second. Damn it. Yeah. Anyways, and here was the big test. And here was like, and I actually have not told you this. My mom, when she had the, she gave it to my grandma, because my mom's my grandma's caretaker.
Okay.
Whatever.
At your house?
No. Oh. At her house. And she took that shit to my grandma's house. My grandma loved the shit out of it. Like, it was ridiculous. And my mom is like, my grandma is like, the
pickiest
definition of a Mexican grandma.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at Chocolate Abuelita, which
is
like
her?
Chocolate Grandma, that's her. That's her face. It's one of the biggest things in Mexico. No, that's not her. But
Mexican's,
I mean, like, but if you look at that picture, it looks just like her. It's ridiculous. Yeah. But she loved the shit out of it. And then she started, like, contemplating life. She was like, what if I ever did this in life and made a salsa? Like, she started contemplating life. She loved the shit out of it.
Nice.
And it's amazing. It's a great salsa. Everyone should fucking buy
it. Here's the
shit.
Review I got from it today that I loved. One of my coworkers, he's like, dude, I had this shitty burrito that I ate 75% of before I had your salsa, like, ready. And I was going to throw it away, and I looked at it, and I was like, I don't want any of that burrito. And I saw your salsa. This is what he's telling me.
That's awesome.
And I was like, I can fix this burrito. So he
you
fixed
can.
The burrito.
You can fix food with that, dude. I put that on top of a Gouda and a cracker, and it made that Gouda cracker with just I think it was just like some sharp cheddar.
Yeah.
That was it. Made it a billion times better.
Insidious.com, DLG, your life will be 1 billion times better.
Except you can't buy it at Emilio's house.
Huh?
I can. I have some now.
Yeah.
It's in my car. No, I have to think about where it's at.
Oh my God.
In one of my vehicles, I have some.
All right. Let's go.
Okay. Is this the right link? Okay. NVIDIA. Oh, no. That was your mistake link. All right. So the only bit of news we have is Alienware's Concept UFO is the mobile gaming revolution we need. So this is referring to Alienware's new PC that looks just like a Switch.
Yeah, so first of all, it's basically a tablet.
Mm-hmm.
And it has controllers on both sides. Yeah, it's a bigger, not for children, Switch, basically. And they're aiming for 1080p. It's a PC. It's running PC software, all that stuff. 1080p, 60 frames is what they're aiming for. They haven't said what the specs inside are yet. This is kind of like prototype-y. But much like the Switch, the sides slip off and you can console it. It's basically just, you know, fucking stealing the Switch.
It makes sense, man.
It makes total sense. But here's the thing, dude.
What?
This is the fourth or fifth time you're trying to get me excited about a mobile PC. It's never worked. I hope this works, but it's never worked.
Think about it on the competitive edge. Think about it. If it can handle us and it can give us 1080p, I don't know how many hertz it's giving us, but let's give me over 120 hertz. I mean, over 20 frames, more or more.
No, that's good. They're aiming for 60 frames, dude.
No, but what if you plug it into something? I don't know.
I mean, 60 is still pretty good.
Yeah.
So
60 is all you need, to be honest.
Yeah.
But 1080p, it becomes a controller. It becomes a Switch. It'll change lives, I feel. Because if you think about it, the Nintendo Switch has all the Nintendo titles on it. It has every game that Nintendo loves, everyone loves the Nintendo. But if you go to the marketplace, it has a bunch of PC games on there. You can play Dead Cells on there. You can play Stardew. There's so many PC games on the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah. Which you, by the way, have to pay three times more for.
It's around the same price, actually.
Fuck.
They're
off,
$14, dude. $15. They're $15, $20.
Binding of Isaac, $40.
Oh, dude. Yes.
$13.99
It depends on the title. It does depend on the title because I did buy Dead Cells. Dead Cells was $15. When they bought it on there, because I felt like Dead Cells was the perfect game for my handheld.
That's why I don't play Dead Cells on my PC anymore.
So it's perfect for the Switch. So this is awesome, man.
Have you thought about picking up a
console?
Switch?
No.
Maybe
The Switch is the PC port and of console.
Maybe this though.
I would pick up this.
Yeah, this is sick, right?
If I can actually use a tablet, run like some.
I feel if this is if this is legit,
I would prefer that.
And this is amazing. Just give me 1080p. That's fine. I don't care. This is like if I can have a library of great games on my in my hands. That's fucking up. But obviously, there's games that you want to play.
Now I can't say too much about this, but Alienware sent us one to test out. Chi, would you like to be the one?
What? Fuck yeah. This thing?
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay, I just made all that up.
Did.
She knew right away.
Just like Apex actually didn't win Game of the Year.
No, it did. That happened.
It did.
Yeah.
It actually did.
Yeah.
It actually did.
All right, so no price point yet on this. It's called the Alienware UFO.
It's amazing. I think it's amazing. I think if this is real and they can give us like a good amount of gameplay, if we can dock it, I think that means a lot.
I can dock you, bro.
That's gross. You know what dogging is between guys, right?
Yeah.
That's why I said that. That's so gross. How do you pull it that far? Anyways.
Okay, so that's all we got for news. We've got a few listener questions here. Let's get to that. First one comes from The Lotion. Name some games you don't think you could accurately review by playing only 3 hours.
The Witcher.
Everything that we ever play.
That we review.
I'm glad that you said that, because The Witcher is number one on that list.
The Witcher.
Okay. Caveat or something I should say first. It's my favorite game of all time. The Witcher 3. I tried playing it once. I've got about, less than an hour. I was like, oh, this is just Batman again. And then I played it again. And I got maybe the same thing. I was like, I don't get it. I played it again. And I got about 3 hours in. I was like, oh, it's good. But I'm just not going to continue it. And then another time I played maybe, I don't know where the magic number was. Maybe 6-7 hours. And I was like, oh my God. This is the best storytelling, the most passion I've seen put into a game. This is everything. This is Chaco, out. This is everything that a game could have. This is everything. Graphics. voice acting, everything. It's all in one game. And at some point it hits you. Maybe I thought it was a good game at 8 hours. Mm-hmm. And then maybe I was committed at 20 hours. Mm-hmm. But at 100 hours, I was like, I want more. So then I played the DLCs and holy shit.
I believe you too, because I have only attempted to play The Witcher 3 once. And I probably put a good 5 to 6 hours into that game that night. Yet I can't recollect anything substantially like impressive. I had fun, but at the same time it was so, I knew I was in for a long ride with the game.
Yeah.
So I was already discouraged by that. And then plus trying out Gwent for the first fucking time, that'll kill anyone's boner.
Oh, I hate Gwent. I didn't play it throughout the entire game.
Mm-hmm. And so, and then after, and I wonder if the series is similar to that, because it took me 3 separate attempts to even make it through the first Witcher episode on Netflix, and I'm about halfway through. I'm about halfway through the third episode now, and I'm liking it more.
Okay.
But at the same time, it's like I would still rather be burning through old episodes of The Expanse to catch up for the new season that just dropped. So
I don't know why they don't tell you this on The Witcher at some point, but you're watching different times in his life.
Of course, with Yennefer. When I saw Yennefer in like as a kid. Or I'm only like 3 episodes in.
Maybe you caught on to it faster than I did. But like it's the timeline's super fucked up all the way through the and by the way, so when you're watching The Witcher on Netflix, you're watching the books, not the video games.
Not the video Witcher games, yeah. That's why the women are very, very young to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, yeah, Expanse is fucking awesome. If
I heard season 4 was like the best season.
No spoilers, please. I will uppercut somebody. But
I've heard season 4 is amazing.
I'm trying to catch up on The Expanse because I'm probably a season and a half behind now. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess any MMO you couldn't really review if only playing 3 hours of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
there's some
really
games that
solid.
Are just too big to really take in.
For Emilio's case, I would say The Sims, because you spend so much time in character creation that you're not really getting the full extent of the game in just 3 hours. Because also, when I play The Sims, I probably burn 8 hours straight before I even shut it down.
It's also not a game.
Yeah.
It is a how is The Sims not a game?
You can't win or lose.
No, that's not a game.
Can you win or lose?
Do you ever win in roguelike? Can you win or lose?
You can't say it's not a game. Come on.
I don't think we need to get into what is and is not
a game.
You
can win and lose.
Bobby wants to go to sleep, so we can't get into that
discreet
argument.
Creep with the fat $5. Five times gifted subs. Thank you so much, my
thanks. Dude. Oh, don't mention him. He's the discreet creep.
Nice. Even though like you shouldn't jump to conclusions about games, I do feel like it's a game's responsibility to hook you within the first 3 hours. Like if you play 3 hours of a game and somebody's like, oh, well, you just got to play more. It's like, no, I don't, dude.
Like imagine
I got things to do, man.
Imagine if Mass Effect started you off in the Mako car.
In the Mako? Oh, the first Mass Effect. Yeah. Some people like that car.
But Bobby, I liked it. But Bobby, like, I mean, it's super rare. This is a one-off, but that one game might be The Witcher 3, which might be the best game ever made. You know what I mean?
But I don't know. That's
a one-off.
Personally,
that's a one-off, though.
Yeah, but still, I mean, I played The Witcher 3 and I didn't get hooked. But still, I'm gonna spend 15 hours to find that out. You know, like I'm not like, you know, I could watch a movie in less than that. Like I could watch 2 movies.
I could say any Civ game counts for that too. Cause there's such a huge fucking learning curve with Civ games.
Yeah.
Like how could you don't even know the game, enjoy having fun.
Yeah. That's true.
But the learning curve is the hook. Like you're like, man, I really want to figure this out. I really want to wrap my head around this. And, you know, that's what kind of drives you to keep playing. And then at some point you realize, oh, I know all this and now I'm having fun. So, I mean, I'm not saying it has to be fun in the first 3 hours. I'm saying it's got to hook you.
Now, going back to the guy that was doing the best roguelikes of the decade, he was talking about Enter the Breach. And he was like, because my review was that it's a very good game that's a little too difficult, and every time I messed up a little bit, I wanted to get rid of it, and I would start over and over. Mm-hmm. But then he put it perfectly. He said, once I wrap my head around how the game works and the mechanics, and I really understood it, it almost got too easy. And I was like, oh, I never got to that point, right? So I would maybe even say Enter the Breach is better than FTL. I wouldn't say that right now, but if I would have put in that 5-6 hours, then maybe I would.
Yeah.
Anyway, you don't know. I guess, you know, some things are deeper. Sometimes you have to lick the Tootsie Pop 3 times to get to the juicy core.
All right, next question from Drillbit. Looking at getting a new laptop within 8 or 9 months, any advice on what brand or specs? Current laptop is an HP Omen with a i7-7700 and a 1550 Ti. I have a desktop that is my go-to. However, I need something for when I travel, pricing around $1,500.
Get a Switch.
No.
Really?
No, you can't go like that.
Why not?
No,
because he probably has certain games. Because he has
a gaming PC.
I disagree.
For the size of the Switch.
Honestly, like, no joke. This is something we can work on, and we'll give it to you. We'll give you this answer during the week. I feel like it's something we can't just say right now, right?
Yeah. Well, I think someone already directed him towards the hardware channel in Discord. That's a good place to start.
Yeah, that's good. It's good. It's like.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
It's like, what do you need? What do you really need? A lot of people think that they need this and this and that and that, blah, blah. You don't need that.
Well, what confuses me is that his existing laptop has really decent specs. So why are you, and you're spending $1,500, like, for me, I'm just like, wow, that laptop has decent specs. Why are you upgrading so soon? Or what's forcing you to upgrade and spend that amount of money? Sorry, this is coming from the really broke girl. So, it's just, and I used to use a gaming laptop. I used to custom build my own on iBuyPower, I believe. But I tried to ride out that laptop for as long as I could, and it was close to about 3 years. Until I was like, yeah, this is a piece of shit. I don't want to spend over $1,000 again. I'd rather just stick to a desktop. And I know you have a desktop, but when you travel, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. So yeah, the Switch thing, I know it's not a PC, it's not a laptop, but it's a good answer.
Maybe ask Warconius. I know he has a gaming laptop that he uses quite a bit when he travels. All right.
No longer get this DLD t-shirt. This is the first
thing I don't think anyone can hear you.
Emilio, you can't hear him on the microphone, but he's showing off his t-shirt. He's saying he doesn't fit it anymore, so you could buy it off his back.
Yeah, pretty much.
Limited edition.
It's a hot drain.
All right, final question from Sniper. What's your opinion on pineapple penis pizza?
What?
That's I'm reading as written.
I think he wants you to Google this.
Are you serious?
I'm not Googling that.
Pineapple penis pizza.
We can Google that right now.
Okay, so the theory is if you eat pineapple, it's supposed to make your semen taste better.
You say cum. We front-loaded the whole episode. We were talking about cum for about 15 minutes.
And then, so is it pineapple penis, but pineapple pizza penis?
I think it's
because I might have an opinion on that, but pineapple penis pizza, I have no idea.
I think somebody put penis in there afterwards. Bobby?
Maybe put pizza on there.
I remember reading this.
So penis was not in there. Days was saying on Discord it's just pineapple pizza. Yeah. So somebody just stuck their penis in between in the pineapple pizza.
Bobby.
Bobby, why did you stick your penis? Why did
you're
you
the
stick
only
the
one.
Penis
nobody
in the
else.
Pineapple pizza?
Ray? What?
Ray, did you stick the penis in the pineapple pizza?
No,
it was Ray because I
wasn't gonna eat that shit anyways. Pineapple doesn't belong in pizza.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm crying right now.
Tell him, Ray.
I don't want to.
I feel like you have to now.
I'm upset. Yeah.
All right. Well, we couldn't. Could we offer you some penis pineapple pizza? Oh my god.
Yeah, I got it. Wasn't it?
So Ray,
what? He's actually crying. Are you okay?
Yeah, he's really crying.
Why?
Because Ray's moving to LA and he's leaving the podcast.
oh my God, is this happening?
Yeah, and he's starting a new life. But this is not his last episode.
Not my last episode.
Yeah, and so.
Not the last one, guys.
Oh my God, Ray.
Yeah, baby.
They all leave us.
It's not on purpose. What?
Yeah, I'm still here.
It's not on purpose.
Except Chi. Only Chi stayed. The only one we want
gone. I didn't
want
to cry, damn it.
I can't believe you're crying, dude.
Oh, dude, pull up.
I'd be crying, too, if somebody stuck a penis in my pineapple pizza. Oh, my God. I love you, Ray. This makes me sad. I'm sorry.
Ray, get your shit together.
Oh, man. No. I'm so sorry.
You're good. You're going to make me cry.
So, I am...
I really thought it was the pineapple pizza.
No, this wasn't going to be the episode for it. I was going to try to wait for it and try to make it, like, cute and whatever. Yeah, I'm going to leave the podcast. I'm moving to L.A. So, I'm going to...
This is the second podcast that gobbled up by L.A.
Yeah.
I'm not okay with it.
I'm not okay with it either. I wish I could make it work. I wish there would be a way for me to still be on the podcast every Sunday or Monday and be on the podcast or everyone, but I can't. I'm moving to L.A. I'm going to end up moving either end of January or beginning of February. I already have a place to stay at, but it's like it's not 100. But yeah, I'm moving, guys.
How are we gonna celebrate?
I don't know. It just sucks because like DLG. Fuck! It's so great here. It's like my home. It's my home. Mm. I love it. It's just like you guys gave me a home. 3 years ago to like hang out.
Can we all fit on that couch? Can we all fit on that couch?
You have no clue.
I'll go for it.
I feel the same way. No. If I had to leave, I'd be crying.
You don't understand. It's like I wanted to make DLG like my life and my home and like let's grow and get harder and really try to make a life out of all of us. And try to, like, make this a real huge company, right? This is what I wanted when I joined. When I joined, I threw them off a bunch of ideas, and they were like, oh, here comes a new kid. But it's like, that's really what I wanted.
No, it's true.
I really wanted.
Ray was like, I want sparkle and fucking
I wanted confetti. Fireworks after every fireworks. Episode, right?
And we're like, and me and Bob were like, God. Oh, these young kids, yeah, they come in with so many ideas.
And I wanted that. And like, I have to move on. And I'm going to LA because I need to follow a huge dream that I have. A huge dream where like, I'm a great producer and I'm making amazing content and I want to go there. And I am 34 years old, and this is old. People are doing this at the age of 18. I don't give a fuck what age people are doing. I want to give it one last shot. And I'm moving to LA. I'm going to give it one last shot, and I'll hit you guys up, whatever shit I'm doing. But DLG has been my home for the last 3 years, and I love DLG. This is not my last episode. But
we're gonna make it spectacular, though. Whatever you're all.
I don't know. I love everyone here.
I feel like
LA is only 2 hours away. Why don't you just be like
I can. Whenever you're it's down not even here. That big of a deal because I'm not gonna. I won't have a job. I've been. I just got hired with a couple companies, and I'm gonna have random gigs. So yeah. I'm gonna have a gig on a Tuesday and a Wednesday and whatever. I can still drive down to San Diego. Man, not a big deal.
Ray is totally my spirit animal.
Oh
right
my
now.
God, I'm crying
because right I now. Have like three jobs that don't even equate to one. I have to move
right now
in a month. Yeah,
today I drove to San Marcos, Oceanside, and I just got a new job. So on the 21st, I'll be in Arizona doing gigs. So. Oh man, I'm so sad. I don't want to leave DLG. You know how hard for me it was, like for how hard it was for me to like get on here to begin with, because Emil didn't believe that I could do a show for a while. He just thought like, oh, it's just Sammy's friend just wants to fucking.
It's the fucking ice incident, dude. We all know why. Right. We all know fucking right. why.
How many times did I look at you in the eyes and like. could you be more perfect for this position? How many times?
It's just, this is the perfect. Okay, the reason it hurts so much.
It was
much,
almost like it was his destiny.
And I strive this like a motherfucker. It's like the reason it hurts so much is because this is the fucking podcast for PC Gaming. I've listened to so many, like the moment I started working here, I listened to so many podcasts all over the fucking internet, everywhere, from fucking Spotify to fucking iTunes to fucking like random ass iHeartRadio shit, and they suck. And we are great. Like, this is real. It's like, sometimes I hate him, sometimes I hate her, I can never hate Bobby. But I mean, like, everything. Like, this is, like, ridiculous. Like, we have so many points to hit on our podcast. It's great. We are, and we should be, the number one PC podcast. And it hurts for me to leave this, because PC Gaming is my baby, and working with amazing individuals is just ridiculous, and I'm so sad about it, and it's gonna happen. I don't know how many episodes I have left. It might be one, it might be two. I may be called tomorrow and I have to live in LA for the next week, and this might be my last. But I love you guys so much.
Love you too.
So much.
Stop, you're going to make Bobby cry.
I know. I know robots drip.
That's it.
I know the thing.
You're going to make his eyes moisten.
Ray.
What?
Without you, maybe we will hit number one. So you don't have to worry.
I want you guys to hit number one.
You guys are acting really like this is
why
the
not,
end.
You'll why not take over again. Sniper's
no,
job? You should just back. Take over Sniper's job.
Bobby, come on. Don't say that. It's like, I want to find a way to keep doing it.
Yeah.
You have no clue how hard it is.
You know, like when Chad left, I was like, man, you know, if you ever want to be back on, man. But at the same time, I kind of knew that would never happen. But
well,
with you, Ray, I feel like
things.
You're going to be back. Yeah. There were some other things.
For Chad, it's legal things, right?
But I know for sure Ray's going to be
no,
back.
No, but
on.
We
might be able to do a remote thing.
It's like, I could be maybe. Here. We can make it work, but that's too much work.
I need you to stop crying right now.
You know how sad I am right now? I love this podcast, man. You have no clue how great it felt to be part of the community.
Oh, my God. I would cry, too. If I had to leave, I'd cry.
Yeah.
I love you, too.
I love you, too.
Too bad you're not on the same couch.
All right.
I know.
Moving on, Bobby.
I think there's some room for you to still, like, we'll figure it out. Maybe like once a month.
Well, you'll still be on the Discord. You're not disappearing.
Yeah.
You're still going to...
Hey, dude.
We should do a cast in LA. Just take a road trip.
Ray. I want to be part of this podcast forever.
Ray.
So,
you're only
even though I leave and I'm not a caster... I'm gonna be a fucking mod.
Dude,
fuck you guys. I'm gonna mod the shit out of your Discord.
Dude, on the Discord, you're going from gold to like shitty gold. We got a shitty gold that we hold.
I know.
Yeah.
I just can't believe we transitioned from pineapple penis pizza to this. Wow.
You have no clue how hard this is. It's ridiculous. It's like,
this is your home. Weren't you born and raised San Diego?
Yeah.
That's hard.
I'm leaving it for a second time. I have a good job opening happening. I have another thing for gigs, and it's working out. And like, fuck it.
That'll be exciting though.
I mean, all of this was brought to you by Gorilla Mind.
I just can't wait to go visit you in LA. Ray, I finally have a legitimate friend I can go see in LA. Yeah,
you can stay at my house.
We gotta go see some comedy shows.
I'm renting a house.
I love comedy
shows. I'm gonna be doing stand up too.
Yeah, hell yeah! See, we gotta go visit him.
Ray forgot that to take his Gorilla Mind today. That's why he's not focused. And
I'm sad. I'm gonna go home and cry now.
Oh my god. Okay, sorry.
Are you gonna take your VR with you?
Yeah, obviously. It's part of my
Just kidding.
You're not gonna keep my, you're not gonna keep my index.
Are you sure you can fit that in your luggage?
Yeah, it's one you haul.
Gee, he's not dying. Talk to me about your riches.
And for my last present, I gave it to Chi. She can have my index.
No, she doesn't have
it. It's like crusted in semen.
Oh, I never played those VR games. Calm down. Oh, man. All right, Bobby. I love you guys so much. Bobby. Yeah. Handle it, Bobby. Handle it.
Do something. We're at the end of the show.
Wrap it up.
That's your deal.
Oh man.
Oh, what's everyone playing next week?
You should have him end it in the
podcast. But Ray's never going to play anything.
No, I'm still playing this. I'm not saying this is not my last episode. Mm. This is not my last episode. I'm letting you guys know. And I'm going to keep playing Boneworks. And I'm going to keep playing fucking Rad. It's so good.
Yeah, Rad's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much fun. Go.
Oh, well, I'm going to be playing GTFO for the first time. I actually got it gifted by Chosen Thank You, who actually came by the TwitchCon house.
Fuck yeah, Chosen.
Thanks, mm-hmm. Chosen.
And then also, I will be playing Divinity 2, hopefully. I actually did a Divinity 2 LAN with my boyfriend and his roommates, and we're going to try to keep pushing through that. And then outside of that, I'll be streaming this week, probably
Fuck
Friday.
Off.
I will.
Streaming?
Yeah, sure, maybe.
Ha.
All right. And Bobby.
I think I'm going to play Baba Is You. Right?
Oh,
I've been hearing so many good things about that game, been wanting to play it, and I think I'm going to actually pull the trigger this week. Either that or Heaven's Vault.
Well, Bobby. Ray, I have one important question. Ray, like what? Since this is potentially,
leave me alone.
Potentially one of your last episodes,
I'm
like
so sad
what's gonna
right
be?
Now.
What's gonna be like? What do you want your last hurrah to be? Do you want a game night? You want a stream?
Do you want us to all fuck you
like
at the
Ray
same
concert?
Time, or?
Can we,
Damn.
Bobby? No, I want to do something great. It's like I know when it would happen, like, obviously, right? I don't know. I already have a room where I'm moving to for now until my girlfriend moves over, and then we'll rent the house together. I don't know what's it. It's like, gee, you're asking me something where, like, I don't know what's going to happen.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. We'll figure it out. It's like, okay. I know for sure next week I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I know for sure then the week after that I have to be here. Even if I find a place the week after that. So I know for the next 2-3 episodes, I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
And DLG.
Okay.
I don't know what happened after that. I really
Dude,
don't.
You know what, though? At the end of the day, Tiny Bear says he loves your shoes.
You like my Yeezys? I love you guys so much. You guys have no clue how much... I started gaming because of DLG.
No. PC
gaming.
I started PC gaming. No, I started. Well, I started PC gaming because of DLG.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
And that's 100. Right. You know you're the culprit for that.
Yeah.
You showed me H1 whatever one.
I showed you that a fat Mexican.
You showed me a fat Mexican. We can play a badass battle royale.
Dude,
and
I was like,
fun.
I was like, dude, you like video games, right?
Dude, it was so good.
I was like,
because he was trying so hard.
You
to
like video
fuck
games,
my friend?
You're fat, right? You're fat. You like video games? You're Mexican. I got a job
he
for you.
He tried so hard. He was like, how do I fuck Sammy? Let me get close to her best friend, and
oh,
he
yeah
did.
So Sammy's,
and he put me on an episode. He put me on a podcast. No, that's a joke.
I was getting emotional.
When I realized that
like if I go to the hospital tonight and Sam has a baby,
oh,
Ray's gonna be there.
Yeah, fuck aww yeah.
And that's where I got.
It's like I'm gonna keep on being Uncle Ray.
Yeah.
It's the second time I've been there for Sam. Oh, man.
Speaking for G, Bobby, Ray, and myself, labor C-section titties, everybody.
got drunk.
You think?
Yeah, right. A little drunk.
Days, Monopoly or nah?
Ray,
Monopoly or nah?
I don't want to leave the podcast.
Yo, I'm down.
I don't want to leave the podcast.